baby.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
All right, let's do it. Jared Slippy alongside Jake Spaulding as we have week five already of high school football action here at Jackson Heights. Dave Henry Field, they're taking on Centralia. Panthers are 4-0 overall, 3-0 in TBL play, 2-0 in district play. As for the Cobras, 3-1 overall, 3-0 in the NEKL, but 0-1 in the district. So, after 1 week of district play, what have you seen so far?
So far, Jared, I'm seeing a couple teams that are trying to separate themselves. Centralia is that team where they went and defeated Troy a week ago. Again, it was a matchup where you would expect whoever wins that might have the inside track in winning this district, and they took care of business at home in a 20-19 victory. Jackson Heights, on the other side, they went up to Riverside and faced off a team from the Big 7 League and the Cyclones, and they found out that, you know what, the Cyclones can play some football, and they fell a week ago by 16. Tonight, it's homecoming, though. This is the kind of the great thing with high school football is when you start bringing in bigger crowds and you bring in bigger festivities, it tends to bring some upset potential in these kind of games. This should be a great matchup. These two teams go deep in history as far as rivals, and these two teams have seen each other plenty of times. So this game tonight should be a phenomenal one.
High expectations for the Centralia team coming in number 3 in K-Prep's 1A rankings, number 2 in Keisha's rankings, and number 1 in Max Prep's rankings, if you want to go by those kind of the national perspective, if you will. This is their first 4-0 start since 2014. They lost in the second round that year. But you kind of touched on that game last week versus Troy, in which Troy led 19-14. Drew Gibbs gets that touchdown with just 34 seconds left, and then an interception kind of shifted the momentum before that and set up that game-winning score. Almost completed a Hail Mary touchdown at the end of the game, but it was stopped at the 10-yard line by Trenton Talley, who is leading this offense. He is having a pretty solid season.
Yeah, no doubt. Centralia, again, is a team that you just see year after year reload, and this is a program that has had very good history with success down the stretch of football seasons. You know, it's Roger Holthouse's first year as the head coach, but he's been a part of this program for over 2 decades, and a guy that really understands what Centralia football is all about, and that's why they're off to the start that they're off to this year.
Mistake-free, well-disciplined, that is Centralia football. And talking about mistake-free, 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions for their quarterback, Trenton Talley. Looking very solid so far this year on the ground as well. 7.1 yards per carry with 4 rushing scores. But their main man on the ground, Drew Gibbs, mentioned him earlier on the year. 7 rushing touchdowns for him. Has a little bit more, a few more carries at 46 on the year with 5.1 yards per carry. Those two are a dynamic duo. And then you can throw Maverick Becker in there as a trio, the leading wide receiver for this Panthers team. Very good offense. Also a very dynamic defense on the other side, led by Brady Grossnickel.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, this defense is one that Roger Holthouse was the defensive coordinator for 2 decades. That's where his passion is. He enjoys the defensive side of the ball. So even if the offense kind of stymies at some points of this game, it's going to end up being the defense that makes things change for this Panther team. And so that's where their bread and butter is. That's where the staple of this team is on the defensive side of the football.
Yeah, you saw last week that they can go into a low-scoring matchup and win games. And that's going to maybe be something we see today. We will see. It should be very interesting. Honestly, no outcome would really surprise me with this matchup.
Right. Again, Jackson Heights is a team that has a lot of young talent on their roster and has a lot of, you know, upperclassmen as well. But the core of this group is freshmen and sophomores. That's what Jackson Heights and Coach Caleb Wick are bringing onto the table this season. And that's something that has been successful, you know, early on. But when you look at the NEKL league compared to a TVL or a Big 7 league, that's completely different football. And that's what you're seeing tonight. You're seeing the TVL versus the NEKL. Jackson Heights, they've had, you know, wins by almost 60, by almost 40, by 30, you know, leading into district play. Not quite prepared for last week's game against the Big 7 League opponent in Riverside. Again, you got to show up every single Friday night, and tonight is going to be one of the tallest tasks, if not the one, for the season.
Should be a lot of fun. Can't wait for it here in just a few minutes. We're going to take a quick break here on our Game of the Week on KMZA, brought to you by Peru State College.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert and Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasasa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no. Not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasasa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
KMZA.
Game of the week here on KMZA, brought to you by Peru State College, Peru.edu, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Jackson Heights and Centralia about to get underway here in a few minutes alongside Jake Spaulding. I'm Jared Sluppy. Real quick, Jake, tell us about the schedule. What has really stood out to you so far?
Big thing with the schedule, and again, when you're looking at teams as far as competition and what's been going to prep you for deep runs, Centralia's played Valley Heights, who has been a staple in this community, and in Troy as well, preparing them for this style of games. And then Jackson Heights' schedule, again, we kind of hit on it earlier about the NEKL kind of being a league that is a little bit down compared to the TVL and the Big 7. They faced off against a Big 7 opponent last week. So as far as teams that are prepared for these type of games, I'd get the edge of Centralia because of their schedule history. But again, you still got to show up, strap it up, and get the field.
Absolutely. Both teams battle-tested. We're going to step aside once again for the national anthem. Back in a couple minutes.
A Milwaukee Tool Sale jackpot is on now at Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. With three Milwaukee sales going on at once, choose the bundle and save sale. Buy a qualifying accessory and qualifying kit to get $100 off. The second is a free battery with the purchase of selected tools. Batteries range from 2.0 to 12.0. See which tool or kit is right for you. And sale number three, find lowered prices on a chop saw, chainsaw, blower, or string trimmer kit. Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca at Hiawatha Farm and Home.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
All right, here we go. Week 5 of high school football, Centralia and Jackson Heights. Jared Sluppy alongside Jake Spaulding. Getting things started here in just a few minutes here from Dave Henry Field. Let's talk about Jackson Heights here. Kind of some interesting spots in the rankings here. So K-Prep's not giving them any love.
Yeah.
but they are currently, among others, considered in Keisha's rankings at number 10 on Max Prep's rankings after that tough loss last week to Riverside.
That's the big thing, is that when you go on the road against a team that, again, most people across the state were going to pick Jackson Heights to win, and then you lose. That's gonna hurt you in the rankings side of things. But again, you know, Coach Caleb Wick's been doing this a long time. I mean, they don't care about rankings. They care about, you know, who their opponent is each week in and week out. And they, you know, if you ask anybody from Jackson Heights, they hurt themselves a lot last week. A lot of penalties and some turnovers. That you know, is something that you don't win ball games if you have those on your Friday evening. So that's something that for them, they know they got to clean that up if they want to have a chance of being successful throughout the season.
Yeah, rankings no bearing on any postseason implications. Of course, this is not college football. This is high school football here in the state of Kansas. So it's just something to kind of give you a gauge of which teams are good and which teams are. Well, I wouldn't say they're not good, because, I mean, there are some teams that are good that are not ranked, but that is kind of a different discussion for a different day. But talking about the head coach, Caleb Wick, 11th year at the helm, 68-35 on his career, very impressive 66% winning percentage, 8-7 in the playoffs, and also at the 1A level, 30-16 in ever since the move in 2018. So we have a couple guys that could be in at quarterback. We have the freshman in Drake Mellies and the sophomore in Kate Holiday. What do you like between both these guys?
I think they both offer a lot to the table. You know, as far as statistically, you see that Drake, you know, he throws the ball more. You know, but again, this is a Jackson Heights Cobra team that will do multiple formations as far as offensive. They'll come out in the wishbone. They'll come out in an I formation. They'll spread the field and go air raid offense with you. They've got key cogs to this wheel, like an Alex Browning, like a Jude Williams, that are going to assist in the quarterback. You're going to see both quarterbacks tonight. You're going to see a steady dose of both of them. You know, typically when Kate Holiday is in the game, he's going to try and run some more, maybe option, maybe some more wide side of the field runs. When Drake Mellies in the game, I'll tell you right now, Jared, is the fact that he is an explosive player that can take off at any moment, and he can also throw it downfield 40 yards as well.
And I look forward to seeing it and taking a look at the stats between the two. Holiday, 10 for 15. So whenever he does throw the ball, he's very accurate with it. As of right now, 217 yards, 3 scores, no picks. As for Mellies, he has thrown the ball 36 times, 224 yards, 3 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. But on the ground, as you mentioned, 20 carries, 177 rushing yards, and 3 rushing touchdowns. Also, he can catch the ball, too. Six catches, 113 yards, and 2 receiving touchdowns. There's nothing this guy can't do. And speaking of which, their senior running back, Alex Browning, he has been stellar, 117.5 yards per game. What makes him so dangerous?
He's a guy that, again, he doesn't go down on first contact. He's a kid that has been a constant contributor for this roster since the freshman year. And so he's a consistent guy that knows this offense. He's got great bigs up front on that offensive line that create holes. And then, again, you put him behind a fullback that's going to make some space for him, and a Josh Smith or somebody, he's going to find a way to the next few levels.
Jackson Heights will return it, and Centralia will boot it away. Josh Smith, the 160-pound sophomore, and Alex Browning, as we just mentioned, the 160-pound senior, back to return. And booting it away for the Panthers is Brock Reinicke. We'll see him at running back some this evening as well. It's Centralia. It's Jackson Heights here at Dave Henry Field on the campus of Jackson Heights High School. Looking forward to it. Should be a good one. Be sure to stay tuned, grab your popcorn, and settle in for the next 3 hours. 92.1 KMZA Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College, is underway. There's the boot from Reinicke. Low-line drive. It rolls all the way and is picked up by Browning at the 15, at the 20, 25, 30. Take it down just past 30, the 31-yard line. Pretty solid return. Good field position for the Cobras to start things out.
That's the kind of return you want to see off the bat if you're Coach Caleb Wick. You, again, a senior that's back there that's comfortable with the ball for Jackson Heights, and get some great field position to begin this ball game. And it looks like we're going to be seeing Drake Mellies in at quarterback to begin this game.
Let's go ahead and take a look at your starters. As mentioned, Mellies at quarterback, Browning and Titus Eisenbarth at running back. Fullback is Josh Smith. And on the end, the tight end, Jude Williams and Tegan Bauhey. There's a snap, man in motion, handoff, going to the right side, bouncing wide. That is Binkley, and the flag comes in on the hit. A gain of about 5 on first down.
Again, that's what you see when you have Drake Mellies in at quarterback, the wide side, the almost an air raid attack, motion, jet sweep action to the wide side of the field.
And there's a flag down. We'll see what that one is after the 5-yard carry.
Looks like they're going to get a legal block in the back on the Cobras.
So bring it back and You can't have that happen on your first drive of the
yeah.
game.
Yeah, you know, and again, we talked about it in the pregame a little bit. A week ago, Jacksonite struggled with penalties, and they struggled with turnovers. In the first play of the ball game, they pick up a penalty. That's not something that Coach Caleb Wick wants to see right off the bat. But again, this is what Centralia, you mentioned their defense in the pregame as well. A stout defensive staff for Coach Roger Holthaus. And again, they're not going to beat themselves.
Looking at that O-line for the Cobras, it's Julian Buto, Max Watkins, Wyatt Rollins, Kate Doyle, and J.W. Moore on that front. The defensive starters here in just a bit. First and 15 from their own 27, rolling to the left is Melly. He's under pressure, he's hit, and he's going to be taken down in the backfield. Nice play by Drew Gibbs, the senior. And that backs him up even more.
Yeah, again, you have a penalty that sets you back 5 yards, and then you have, again, a freshman quarterback, again, and he's going up against, you know, experience on this defensive side. That loss of 9 yards on the sack is really stacking the Cobras up way behind the sticks here for second down.
Second and 24 now, the marker, as you alluded to. Both sign logging, Nick Thompson, Brock Reinecke, Drew Gibbs, Brody Grossnickel, Colton Slater, Derek Ronnebaum, Jacob Flinty, Reese Tanking, Trenton Talley, and Matt Becker. The starters for Centralia's defense, that run on second and long, not going anywhere. I think it went backwards again on that second and long.
Yeah, going to bring up third and a mile here for Jackson Heights. And again, not the start you wanted when you had great field position to begin this ball game. But again, we talked about the Centralia defense and the penetration they're able to get on that front four for this Centralia Panther defense, bringing up third and 25 here in this first quarter.
All right, let's see what they got after three negative plays, 10-12 to go in quarter number one. We are scoreless. Opening drive for Jackson Heights. They got four wide, twins to both sides. Rolling to his right, Mellies looking far side, under pressure. Throws it, and it's going to be caught at the 30, 35, hit before he gets to the first down marker, but he was very close.
Yeah, you'll see Jackson Heights go over this one. What a great job there. That was Drake Mellies rolling, feeling the pressure coming from the backside, and rolled to his right. Pickup of nearly 22 yards on the third down play by Jackson Heights. It's going to bring up fourth and manageable, and even though they're in their own territory, don't be shocked if Caleb Wick goes for it here.
That was Browning on the reception. Gain of 21. First completed pass of the game.
You know, again, in hindsight, complete a pass like that on first down, it's a gain of 21, you're moving the sticks. Well, on third and 25, you're still short, and Centralia's got a great opportunity here to have great field position if they come up with a stop.
They sure do. Drew Gibbs, Brody Grossnickel in the middle of that defense, the two leaders, keeping out on those guys all night long. Melly's in the gun. Three receivers right, two to the near side. And a timeout is called by Coach Wick.
Yeah, I got a feeling that maybe we're going to have a change of heart here on this fourth and four at your own 38-yard line. Early in this ball game, you got an opportunity maybe to pin Centralia back. Maybe Coach Wick is not confident with that play call there, so he's going to take a timeout here.
Yeah, maybe wanting to draw him offsides. Either way, things are looking pretty good for Centralia right off the bat. Allowed the 21-yard play, but still, like you mentioned, not able to get the first down. 9:03 to go here in quarter number one. We are scoreless. Jackson Heights looking to decision time early,
yeah.
And it's a big first possession.
Yeah, massive, again, because if this game is going to go, you know, one way or the other, it's going to be on the defensive side of the football. Centralia coming out great on the defensive side with a big sack and then another tackle for loss on back-to-back plays, then up third and long. This Cobra team, the kind of adversity that they felt a week ago up in Riverside against the Cyclones, a lot of behind-the-sticks plays. Let's see if this is something that Coach Wick is saying, hey, we worked hard in practice this week. We're ready for this situation.
Yeah, still in the huddle, and the official, I think, trying to speed him up possibly here. Fourth and four from their own 38-yard line. Need to get to the 42. Melly's trotting back out onto the field. See what formation they roll out with. Looks like they are possibly going to go for it, unless this may be a little quick punt
yeah.
for Melly's, but
yeah.
We will see. Here we go. Nobody in the backfield, rolling to his right, Melly's throws it, and is going to be caught a little bit behind his receiver, but it is caught at the 45-yard line for the first down.
Yeah, Jude Williams, what a great route there from Jude. He ran just basically like a 5-yard out route, put it back to about 7-8 yards, found the soft spot. Centralia playing zone on fourth down, and the Cobras convert their first down of the night.
Well executed, and definitely some momentum after that play. Throw was a little bit behind Williams, but he still was able to make the play. Fantastic hands by the 6'3", 180-pound senior. That's a big dude.
Massive dude, but a great play. Nonetheless, for Jackson Heights to move the sticks.
Man in motion. And a run up the middle. Nothing doing that time. No gain. That was a quarterback design run. Mellies couldn't get anything. It's going to be second and 10.
Yeah, you're going to see Mellies again. You want to see if the young quarterback's got confidence after converting a fourth and four. You know, he's thrown now for 28 yards in this ball game. Again, he's the one that is leading the way for the Cobras through the air with consistency, with yardage anyway. And, you know, is this going to open up the running game for him? Absolutely. If he can get this defense for Centralia to soften up, that's going to open up running lanes from him.
It's a team that does an air raid or a wishbone.
Yeah.
Very different offensive styles, but historically it has been the bone, but they haven't done that yet so far today. Quarterback design run. Mellies goes out to the right. He's at midfield. Gets the first down, driving his legs, and able to pick up 12 on second and 10. They move to six.
Yeah, great run again. This is something that you're going to start seeing. I feel like that confidence is coming into this young quarterback for Jackson Heights and Drake Mellies. He's seeing the field at a great, great pace right now, and Coach Wick understands that as he applauds his quarterback for his decision-making here, moving the sticks again now in Panther territory.
Yeah, it's a lot of confidence for the offensive line, too, trying to block for those runners. They see him make a play like that. It gives them a boost of confidence. They'll be first and 10 now in Panther territory from the 43, 7.5 to go, quarter number one. In motion is his man, Eisenbarth. Hand off, right side, Browning. And driving his legs, pulling a pile across near the first down marker. I think he got 9, but a fantastic effort by the senior.
You know, you asked me in pregame, what makes Alex Browning so special? And that was it right there. Alex Browning got hit about 3 yards past the line of scrimmage, ends up getting 9 yards out of the carry. That's the kind of senior leader you need in the backfield for the Cobras.
Not the biggest guy, but he can really drive his legs forward. People in this area know a lot about guys
yeah.
that aren't that tall that
right.
can really move well.
I'm one of them, dude. I mean, you know, I'm a short guy, so, you know, you get sold at a young age. You got to have strong legs.
Exactly. They have a good lower body. Now it looks like they will go to the bone for the first time today under center. Hand off up the gut to his fullback. And not a whole lot doing that time. Maybe got a half yard.
Yeah, Jude Williams on the carry for Jackson Heights as Kate Holiday comes into the ballgame for the first time for Jackson Heights as quarterback. That's when you're going to see the change of the offensive scheme and different things here for Coach Caleb Wick. So it's going to be third down and really short here for Jackson Heights. Big opportunity here, I think, Jared. This is four down territory. If Jackson Heights goes for it on their own 38, they're definitely going to go for it on Centralia's 34. But this is two down territory coming up here for the Centralia defense on the flip side.
It absolutely is. Good time to go to the bone and third and short. Inches and under center, backup quarterback Kate Holiday, and driving his legs forward, he's got the first down. We're gonna gain 2 on that play.
You know, you and I are both K-State fans, and so we got to see many a time when, you know, it's fourth down and 1, fourth down and a half yard, and you see a team go 5 yards in shotgun or his pistol, go up under center on a short down and distance, and just sneak it with your quarterback and get the first down.
Oh, don't get me started with that. Oh my goodness.
I knew I could probably get you rolling.
Moving the sticks again, now at the Centralia 33-yard line. 5:45 and counting left to go in this opening quarter. Nice, slow, methodical first drive. Mellies in the gun, hands off left side, Browning. And again, that middle of that Centralia defensive line has been really stout today so far.
Yeah, again, you got Centralia, you got kids that are bruisers up front for them. This front seven is, there's a reason why they're only averaging giving up less than 20 points a game on the defensive side. It's a lot to do with that front seven for them. And every time Jackson Heights has tried to turn and hand the ball up the middle, it's been really tough sledding so far.
Yeah, less than 10 points a game, actually. 9.8. They only allow 118 yards over the air and 220 on the ground. It's a very good Centralia defense. Trying to slow down this Cobras offense. Had a lot of success this year besides last week. Designed run, left side, Mellies in the gun. Tripped up, or else he would have been able to possibly get a first down. He's tripped at the 31-yard line, gained a 2 from Mellies.
Yeah, good pursuit that time by Brody Grossnickel for Centralia. Able to come over from the linebacker position, fill in that gap. That looked like it had a seam opportunity for Mellies, but Grossnickel came through, tripped him up, only a gain of 5, what could have been a gain of about 15.
So third and 6 in the 29. You might take this entire quarter on this first try.
I tell you, this is what happens when you get, this is hard-nosed football here, buddy.
Absolutely. Despite them going from the spread. They do it again. And another quarterback design run. Mellies right side, and a fantastic pursuit, but breaking the tackle. Able to get back to the line of scrimmage on that play, unable to make the tackle, was Becker, for Centralia. It'll be a gain of about a half yard. Makes it fourth down and five.
Yeah, good pursuit there by Centralia. You mentioned Becker trying to get first contact, but it made Mellies go wide side of the field, and that allowed a host of Panthers to come over and assist, and ultimately Derek Ronnenbaum bringing him down for just that short gain. Now we've got a major fourth down here. Fourth and five from the 28. You mentioned this already. Almost 9 minutes taken off this clock in this first quarter on this first drive.
How about Matt Becker, by the way? The team has three interceptions on defense, all of them by Matt Becker. Here we go, fourth and five, rolling to his right. Mellies looking downfield. Got a man. He's caught once again by Williams. He's at the 10 and taken down at the 7 for a 21-yard gain on fourth and five.
Hey, I tell you what, if it's not broke, don't fix it, right? Fourth down and five again, and Jackson Heights goes with a 7-yard out route with Jude Williams, and that's just where your confidence is. Drake Mellies put it right on the dime, and now it's first down and goal to go for the Cobras on another fourth down conversion.
He is 3 for 3. For 49 yards. Pretty solid start to his day. The first and goal, they'll mark him down at the 8-yard line. In the gun, Mellies. Running in the backfield, rolling to his right. Mellies.
Yep.
Flag comes down and taken down at about the 3-yard line, but this might get taken back.
Yeah, this will be coming back. That was Alex Browning trying to pick up the defensive end for Centralia on that on the outside sweep, Ben Haverkamp, and a hold is going to be the call on Jackson Heights. When you got first and goal from the 8, Jared, that's not what you want to see on first down, going back 10 yards to make it first and goal from the 18th.
No, they did have a second down and forever on the other side of the field, but at the same time, the field a lot shorter on this side when you have the end zone so close.
And actually, I mean, that was a spot foul, so it's going to be back at the 21.
There's a lot more.
First and goal from the 21.
And there's a lot more spot fouls in high school football, I've learned, so here in Kansas.
But, I mean, a great call by the official, a great pursuit by Centralia, and, you know, again, you just can't hurt yourself on penalties, especially in those down and distance.
Three receivers left on the near side to the far from the far hash. Bobbling it. Mellies looking to throw. Got a man down there. It's caught. Hit at the 5 and take it down there. That'll be a gain of 16.
Yep. Great job that time, Josh Smith. Again, I talked about how young this team is, freshman and sophomore, up and down this roster. That was freshman to sophomore right there for Jackson Heights. A big pickup on the play of 16 yards. Now makes this a more manageable. It's back to second down and goal, this time from the 5.
Almost like nothing happened.
Exactly. All they're doing is padding stats at this point, Jared. Get the penalty, go backwards. Now add more stats to me.
Crazy we're saying that on the opening drive.
Right, exactly. Hey, how about this, Jared? It's been over 10 minutes on this opening drive right now. This first quarter is almost over.
1:50 and counting left on that game clock. Binkley split out wide to the far side. Lowman out there. Handoff. No, keeper. Mellies hit at the 3, driving his legs. And they're going to blow him dead. At the 2-yard line, so we gain a 3.
Yeah, great fake that time, I think. I thought that Browning had the ball. Most fans thought Browning had the ball. Great keep that time for Mellies to pick up a few. But, again, we've talked about this front 7 from Centralia. We said numerous times on this opening drive how important it is to stiffen up here. This is the bend-but-don't-break mentality that Coach Roger Holthaus has taught for over 20 years at Centralia. We'll see what happens here, as this very well could be the final play of this first quarter.
Here we go, on third and goal from the 3, in the wishbone. Holding in at quarterback, handoff right side, running, and he's in for the touchdown.
Kind of a quick turnaround, almost like a, you know, an 8-man football, you call him the spinner back, a quarterback that turns around and just tosses it straight to a running back. That time, right to Alex Browning, and he follows his quarterback into the end zone for the first touchdown of the game. Jared, a drive that took 10 minutes and 58 seconds in this first quarter, and this is our first score.
Unbelievable. They'll kick this PAT. On the way, it's blocked. Caught by a Cobra. That was Mock who made the catch. PAT attempt by Hayden Doyle is no good. So it's 6-0, 1:02 left to go here in quarter number 1. And we'll send it to break. You're listening to our Game of the Week here on KMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Now's the perfect time to reseed or overseed your yard. Do you have some bare spots, or does the whole yard need to be reseeded? You can do it yourself with rental equipment at Hine and True Value Farm Supply. They have grass seeders, aerators, detachers, grass seed, and fertilizers you'll need. It's a great time now to plant grass seed, or for fall, weed control, they have the yard spray and sprayers to rent. Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, we just talked about this during the break. A 110-yard opening drive. It started from their own 31, a lot of penalty yards, but that goes for 10 minutes and 58 seconds and results in a Browning touchdown for 3 yards out. That drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College. They were getting their money's worth for that one. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu.
102, again, left in this first quarter. That's it. Centralia hasn't touched the football yet, Jared, but this Jackson Heights Cobra team, that's what they want to do in a game like this. They want to try and take as much time as they can and score because we know how electric this Centralia offense will be. But we'll get to see it here in a second.
There's a kick. That's a return. That's Maverick Becker. He's got a hole. He's at the 40. He gets hit and take it down to the 44-yard line and return about 18 yards.
Yeah, Drake Melly saved a touchdown there for Jackson Heights, but what a return by Becker. When you get to watch a team go all the way down the field, back up, and they go back down the field again and take over 10 minutes off the clock. It's deflating a little bit for you, as especially a visitor on this field. But Becker says, you know what? We're back in this ball game. Nice return starting at their own 44.
Yeah, with 56 seconds left here in the opening quarter. Tight formation on this opening play. Shotgun snap, spin move, keeper left side, and Valley taken down for a gain of just one.
Yes, Kate Holliday up on the tackle for Jackson Heights, but I kind of mentioned the spinner back at quarterback last time for Jackson Heights. That's a spinner back right there. Talley just turns around, fakes the pitch to his running back, keeps it, goes out left side, and again, it's just misdirection and confusion. Jackson Heights that time stays at home.
Let's take a look at the starters for the Panthers. Skill positions, Maverick Becker and Brady Grossnickel at wide receiver with Colton Slater at tight ends. Here's the snap handoff. Becker up the middle. He's at midfield, 45-40. Hits in the secondary. Stays on his feet, drives his legs forward, and finally taken down to the 36-yard line.
Yeah, great run by Becker. Sorry to cut you off there, Jared, but a great run by Becker. You saw a kid that took some contact early, kept his feet moving, spun around a guy, and now in Cobra territory.
Drew Gibbs and Brock Reineke at running back. Trent Talley at quarterback. And on that line is Nick Thompson, Drew Rumbo, Will Steinlogge, Derek Ronnebaum, and Miles Wimberly.
And how about this, Jared? Centralia's had just a couple of plays in the offensive side for them tonight, and it's at the end of the first quarter.
All right, let's send it to break. You're listening to your Game of the Week here on KMZA 92.1 FM.
Flu season will be here before you know it, and now is the time to get ready. Seneca Family Practice will be holding a drive-through flu clinic Wednesday, October 5th and October 12th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday by appointment from 9 a.m. to noon. Please wear a short sleeve shirt if possible. Call our immunization clinic at 785-336-0350 with any questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, where people you know and care you trust.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, range land, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Kansaland Radio.
Jared Sluppy alongside Jake Spaulding. Opening quarter, your thoughts?
Opening quarter, I mean, I don't think anybody guessed that was how the opening quarter would go here tonight, Jared, but I'll tell you one thing, that the green and gold were pleased with the way that first quarter went as far as the way it resulted for them to get an opening score touchdown and take 10 minutes off the clock. Centralia, they don't look like they've skipped any beats, though, on their first offensive possession. A couple plays, a couple big chunk plays, and they're in Cobra territory.
All right, so start this quarter. Shirley will have the ball from the Jackson Heights 36-yard line. In that same tight formation, rolling out to the right. Here is Gibbs for the first time today. He has a nice run, and near a first down. I think he got it.
Yeah, Drew Gibbs, again, you talked about him in pregame. He's a very hard runner. He's a kid that's tough to bring down. I mean, Devin Mock for Jackson Heights, 185 pounds, over 6 foot tall. Not a small guy by any stretch, but Gibbs pretty much ran him over and took him for a little bit of a ride for that first down.
Yeah, he now has 246 yards on the season. As mentioned, 7 touchdowns on the season for the senior. So from the 25-yard line, Centralia trying to match or even take the lead as they trail 6-0. Same formation. See who gets the snap. So with the misdirection, it's Tally, left side. He's got room to run on the near side. He's at the 15 and cuts up middle and across the 10, and they'll mark him down right at the 10-yard line, gain of 15. Nice run by Tally.
Yeah, Tally, you talked about the misdirection on the snap. Who's going to have the ball? And Tally comes out with it. Nice run taken. Binkley saves a tackle there for Jackson Heights. But right now, between Gibbs and between Tally, Centralia is a dangerous team. And we didn't even mention Becker, the one that had the 2 big runs for them in the first quarter.
4 carries, 47 yards so far for this offense. That's nearly 12 yards per play on this opening drive.
Not too shabby, Jared.
And it's a little bit different than, of course, the drive that we just saw. Centralia moving fast. Jackson Heights taking their time. We'll see how that pans out, if we kind of see the same thing throughout the rest of the game. Just under 11 now left to go in the second quarter. Becker goes in motion and a flag comes down.
I think we got a legal procedure here, maybe an illegal motion on Centralia. No, I'm going to call encroachment on Jackson Heights.
So that'll move him to first and goal from the 5.
Well, there's 2 penalties so far on the night now by Jackson Heights. Check that, 3 penalties for Jackson Heights on the night. And, you know, the previous 2, they were able to have the offense mask them here defensively. Unless you get a stop here on this goal to go from the 5, that penalty right there could be the difference between being down 7 or 8 no, or 8-6.
This is the Cobras defense that can make plays, though. 13 tackles for a loss, 7 sacks and 7 picks on the season. We'll see if they can come up with something here on first and goal from the 5. Becker, once again, motion going far side. Direct snap, Gibbs is wrapped up and hit, and he'll be taken down. Fantastic wrap-up that time from Jackson Heights' own Landon Wakabushcook.
Yeah, you got it. Landon Wakabushcook did a great job playing his defensive end position there and just hanging on for dear life. We talked about Gibbs able to break tackles, and Wakabushcook just stayed home, held on for dear life till help could come.
And it rings off the tongue better from you, bro, partner, and appreciate that. As practice during the pregame.
I got you.
10 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. 6-0 Jackson Heights over Centralia. Same formation. Tally takes it up the middle, bounces to the outside, hits. Fantastic tackle at the legs by Binkley.
And that's twice that we've seen Binkley on this drive come up and make a big stick on Tally and, you know, save a touchdown. I mean, this is 4-down territory here for Centralia. It's 3rd and goal from the 2. Jackson Heights back-to-back plays where they're really not giving up much on the defensive line. You know, I think you're going to look to see defensive coordinator Greg Niles just maybe bring some pressure here if you're Jackson Heights. But I would be interested to see a coach Holthaus decide, hey, let's run a wide side of the field, the right side of the field, on the right side of your radio dials where I'd like to see Centralia go.
All right, here we go on 3rd and goal from the 2. Snap to Gibbs, right side. Can he find a hole? It's close. Far side official is saying he is in for the touchdown. Drew Gibbs gets Centralia on the board.
Yeah, again, that's just power right there. Drew Gibbs, a big guy. You said he had 7 touchdowns, make it 8. He's a tough kid to bring down when you only need to get 2 yards. Looks pretty simple for him. Swing a gate here, Jared.
Yeah, it sure is. They did this quite a bit in their opening game that we called versus Valley Heights, and they're doing it here again. PAT from Brock Reinicke, their place kicker. It's on the way, and it is good. So PAT puts Centralia up 7-6, capped off by a 2-yard rushing touchdown from the senior running back, Drew Gibbs. We'll step aside for a quick break. It's Centralia 7, Jackson Heights 6, here on our Game of the Week on KMCA.
If you need placement for a member of your family in an adult care setting, consider Oakley Place Adult Care Home in Seneca. This new facility was designed and built from the experience of operating care facilities since 1995. It provides uncompromising care as an alternative to the larger institution-like facilities. A home-like setting and a high staff-to-resident ratio has shown to be a far better living environment that's less confusing, especially for those suffering from dementia. Set up a tour at Oakley Place in Seneca today by calling 785-748-1822.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
Game of the week brought to you by Peru State College. Our score is Centralia 7, Jackson Heights 6. That was a 56-yard drive. Took up 3 minutes 58 seconds. PAT was good, capped off by Drew Gibbs' 2-yard touchdown run. Your drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu.
Well, difference of two teams right there, Jared. One team takes a whole quarter. One team takes barely 2.5 minutes to get a score.
It's going to be returned from the 1-yard line by Browning. It took a bounce. Here's a flag flying in as he goes from the far side all the way to the near side. He's hit and taken down by Jacob Plenty. As mentioned, that flag coming in, that was on the far side as he worked from the far pylon, came all the way across to the other side of the field.
Yeah, he tried to let it go into the end zone. It actually spun.
Checked up, yeah.
Yeah, checked up and spun away from the end zone. He had to pick it up and return it. And then another penalty on Jackson Heights. Going to back him up half the distance to the goal here.
Possibly another slow, methodical drive coming after being their first drive from their own 31, going 110 yards in that first drive.
Crazy how math works like that.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Isn't
very
it?
Strange. Went for a total of 10 minutes, 58 seconds. That was a drive to behold.
I'll tell you what now, though. If you're Coach Roger Holthouse, you're licking your chops. You got Jackson Knights back deep into their own territory. You're up by one. You get the ball to start the second half. Your defense can stand tall here. This could be a big swing in this game.
They start the drive at their own 7 with 8:57 to go in the half. Melly's a quarterback, man in motion, hand off, right side, hit, and taken down. I believe that was Browning on the carry, taking down the 9 for a gain of 2.
Brought down by Nick Thompson from Centralia. Again, you know, we're talking about the stout front 7 for the Panthers, and really running between the tackles has kind of been an issue thus far for Jackson Heights. They're only getting 2 to 4 yards per carry at this point in between the tackles. Where you saw success was when you saw Drake Mellies get to the wide side of the field, whether it's around the end or extending the play to the boundary. That's what Jackson Knights had their biggest success.
And passing the ball as well. He had four completions, 4 attempts, 64 yards, 16 yards per pass. So we'll see if we see more of that here on this drive. 2nd and 8 from their own 9. Mellies rolls to his right, looking to throw, dumps it off, but is bobbled and dropped. Intended target that time was Eisenbarth. His first incompletion of the day. It's 3rd down and 8.
Yeah, Titus Eisenbarth, again, that was just another deep out route. These Cobra receivers are doing a good job of finding the sticks. That would have been a first down if he would have hung on to it, but it dropped past there. Now we're looking at 3rd and 8. Jackson Heights, you know, went for it twice on 4th down, their opening drive of the game. They don't get this 1st down here. You've got to punt this football away. you would think, anyway.
Yeah.
But you never know. It's high school football. It's Friday. It's district action.
All right. Here we go. Empty backfield on this 3rd and decently long, yet manageable. Mellies rolls to his right. 3 receivers down that way. Now under pressure. Fires through the hands and incomplete. Looking for Williams. It was catchable, but unable to haul it in. It's 4th and 8.
Yeah, I think that was a great throw there by Drake Mellies. He was rolling to his right, out of the pocket, pressure in his face. And Jude Williams, it hits him in the hands. You know, 9 times out of 10, when you talk to receivers, they'll tell you, if it hit me in the hands, I should have caught it. And Jude Williams drops that one. That would have been a pick of about 20 yards and an easy 1st down for Jackson Heights. Nonetheless, it's 4th and 8 from their own 9, 8:02 to go in this opening half.
Yeah, and a rare drop as well. The senior, very good hands, was unable to make that play. And Panthers are likely going to have good field position here. Becker is back there to return it alongside Trenton Talley.
Devin Mock to punt for Jackson Heights.
and just gets it away, but this one got under it, and it's going to land at the 27-yard line, and it'll be picked up by Becker. He returns it to about the 25, so great field position. That's a good field position.
Phenomenal field position here for Centralia. And Becker, Coach Holthouse might grab him on that sideline and say, hey, buddy, I understand you want to try and make a play, but that was a dangerous time to try and pick up a football with seven black jerseys right around him. But nonetheless, Centralia's defense stands tall. They force a punt. Now they got first and 10 at DeJacksonite's 25-yard line.
7:56 to go in the second quarter. Reminder to stick around for our halftime show, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Talley, a quarterback, Gibbs just to his immediate right. Fake hand off, Talley looking to throw, but he's under pressure and heads up the middle. Does get a decent amount of yardage. He'll get a couple, actually. Looks like that was a pretty broken play that time, though.
Yeah, that time Centralia threw out Brody Grossnickel into a route. He was running a corner route, and if Talley was able to have just maybe 2 seconds longer, Grossnickel was breaking wide open towards the corner of the end zone. But good pursuit that time by Jackson Heights. Julian Budo in on that stop for the Cobras, bringing up second and 9.
Now, we have to see Talley throw the ball. Looks like the play was set up for him to try his first attempt. And it's actually second and 9, not second and 8, so a 1 yard carry from the quarterback. Becker in motion to the near side. Run left side, Talley's got room to run. He's at the 15, gets outside of the 10-5, and taken out of bounds near the 3. What a run by the quarterback.
Yeah, Talley, again, he's slippery. He's a guy that, you know, he's patient, too. He waits for his blocks to set up, and then he explodes into the open lane. Every time he's had a big gash so far tonight, it's going off of left end for Talley, and he's going right behind Miles Wimberly, his senior left tackle, and following suit down the sideline. Big pickup for the Panthers, first and goal from the 5.
A little off on the spot on my part. It's actually the 5-yard line. 19-yard gain by Talley. He has 5 runs for 38 yards. A little over 7 yards of carry so far in his day. 7:06 to go in the opening half. Centralia trying to add to their 7-6 lead. Hand off. Gibbs bounces to the outside. He's got room to run over there, and he is in for his second touchdown of the day.
It's great, great decision that time by Talley. Just turn around and hand it off to the big guy. Let him get to the boundary. Jackson Heights' Devin Mock was trying to catch him from behind, but not fast enough. Gibbs finds the corner, and the Panthers strike quickly, just 25 yards on the drive.
Looks like we're doing the same thing here on PAT. Trying to go up 14-6 with 7 minutes left.
By all means, my favorite way of forming up for a point after. I love the swinging gate, you know, especially when you find teams that fall asleep.
On its way, and it's blasted through there. It is good. So it's Centralia leading 14-6, 14 unanswered points after that long Cobras opening drive. We'll step aside here in our game of the week on KMZA.
Are you ready to take control of your debit card in just a few taps? A convenient, secure, and easy way to manage your debit cards has arrived in our mobile banking app. Just click on My Cards in your United Bank & Trust mobile app or visit www.ubankonline.com for more information.
Check out the United Bank & Trust mobile banking app. Take control of your debit card. More info at www.ubankonline.com.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
FM, KMZA.
Another touchdown by senior running back Drew Gibbs. Centralia up 14-6, 7 minutes to go here in the opening half. We got a score from around the league.
That's right. Troy, the Trojans, bouncing back after their loss to Centralia a week ago. Midway point of the first quarter, 28-0.
Wow.
Troy leading Mar Hill.
Ball return from the 5-yard line, bouncing to the inside is Browning. He's breaking tackles at the 35. Can take it down to the 36-yard line. Heck of a return, 31 yards by Browning.
Again, this is a kid that if he gets the football look out. I mean, he's got the ability and the capability of breaking tackles and making big plays even bigger. That time breaks a few tackles all the way back at the 20-yard line, extended to great field position here for the Cobras. 6:53 to go in the opening half, and, you know, their last drive, Jared, only went a couple yards in three plays.
Look to try to respond. Trailing for the first time in today's contest, actually for the second time, it was 7-6, my mistake.
Yep.
Mellies has Browning just to his left. Williams in motion to the near side. End off running right side. And Grossnickel, fantastic job shedding the block. And it'll be no gain. Actually, no, it'll say gain 1 yard. It'll be second and 9.
Yeah, Grossnickel, and then Brock Reinecke, you got to just pretty much grab him by the shoulder pad to push him backwards. But Grossnickel, the penetration. This Centralia front seven, I feel like I've said it 4 times already. I'll say it a 5th time. Just really, really good in the trenches, and that's what Jackson Knight is finding out here. Anytime you're trying to run between tackles, Browning got ahead of steam of him that time. Looked like if he could get to the edge, he could bust it into an open gain. Fortunately for the Cobras and for the green and gold fans in the stands, only went for a couple of yards, and Mr. Grossnickel said, no, not going here.
Binkley in the game. It'll be split up to the near side. On the far side is Devin Mock, the 185-pound senior. In the slot to the near side is Josh Smith. Yeah, fake handoff. Mellie's keeper at the 40, 45. He's got room to run. They got that speed. Turns on the afterburner. He's at the 30, 25, 20. And taken down all the way down to the 18-yard line.
Talk about a game changer, Mr. Sleppy. That is Drake Mellie's. It's a start for him for the first time this year here tonight on homecoming as a freshman. And he sparks a big gain for the Cobras, now in plus territory in the red zone.
Longest play of the game by anyone, 46-yard carry from the freshman quarterback. He has 8 runs for 78 yards on his day, and it's 1st and 10 inside the red zone at the 17-yard line, where they mark it down with 5:43 to go here in this first half.
You know, I was about to, right before that play, I was about to ask you, when does Coach Caleb Wick go back to Cade Holliday at quarterback? Because he did that a lot the first drive, kept Mellies in, and that's why you do. That's why you keep the freshman in there. He's got so much spark and so much ability to just break open a big play. It looked like it was closed over on the left side. Slipped through a seam and a big gain for the Cobras.
I'm now going to be called by Coach Wick. That is the 2nd of the half. We'll take a break with him. 30-second break. Once again, our score is Centralia 14, Jackson Heights 6 on your game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
Milwaukee Tools have a great promotion going on now at Suter Building Supply in Seneca. Get $100 off retail on select kits when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel kit and qualifying accessory or hand tool. Choose from drilling and driving tools, combo tool kits, impact wrenches, rivet tools, and faceting tools. Add to or start out your Milwaukee Tool collection with this special $100 off retail promotion at Suter's Building Supply in Seneca. Hurry, offer ends October 30th.
Kansaland Radio.
Good field position for the 2nd time today for the Cobras. They're at the Centralia 17-yard line. Your thoughts on this third drive of the game for Jackson Heights?
Yeah, it's something, again, that you're seeing the dynamics of what a quarterback that is mobile can do for your team. I mean, you know, Centralia has yet to put the ball in the air, but their quarterback, Mr. Talley, can do it all. And Jackson Heights' freshman, Drake Mellies, is saying, hey, I can do it a lot, too. He did a lot the first drive, 4 for 4 with 64 yards through the air. This drive, he's helping him out with his feet. Again, this is a special player for Jackson Heights. If Jackson Heights wants to hang into the ballgame, the Drake Mellies show needs to commence.
5:20 to go, empty backfield this time for Mellies. And he'll run it himself right side, and he will be taken down for a gain of a couple.
Yeah, good tackle that time by Centralia's Wade Dieters for the Panthers. A great job in his pursuit again for the Panthers. But again, Drake Mellies, he picks up a couple yards there on first down. The only thing you got to be worried about if you're Coach Caleb Wick is the longevity of a young quarterback like that has taken a lot of hits, that's running the ball. And I think that's probably why he called timeout, because it was such a big run by Mellies. He didn't want to, you know, not give him a chance to catch his breath.
Team on the other side of town, Holden, they are currently up 14-0 over Royal Valley. 5:08 to go in the 2nd quarter. Also, Frankfurt up 12-0 against Lynn late in the 1st quarter. Looking to throw is Mellies. That ball batted down at the line of scrimmage, but then caught by Mellies. Gibbs was the man who was able to deflect it. That'll be a 1-yard loss on the negative 1-yard reception by Mellies.
Man, that was tough. I couldn't tell if it hit the ground, it bounced up to him, or if he actually caught that ball. And, you know, great job defensively again. Gibbs just showing what he can do on the defensive side as well here for Centralia.
That goes down as a completion in the scorebooks of minus 1 yards, as mentioned, to himself.
It's going to hurt. Hey, it's a completed pass, though. Just negative yards. So he's still perfect through the air, right?
He had a couple incompletions in that last drive, but still doing a very good job at that opening drive. Very efficient. 3:50 to go here in this second quarter, trying to tie the game back up. They didn't get a touchdown and a PAT. And now another timeout is called.
Yep. Coach Wick's not happy right now. He was trying to get a play called quickly, and then the guys just didn't get to the line of scrimmage in time. He had to burn his third and final timeout, and that's the last thing he wanted to do was burn his final timeout there.
We'll go and keep it here and talk about some of the games that are going on around the area for today. At the six-man level, Wetmore. How about the Cardinals? First time winning 3 games in a season since 2017. They're playing Altoona Midway. The Jets are 2-2. Their only wins against Chautauqua this season. Elsewhere in 1A, we have Oskaloosa at GCN. St. Mary's is at Valley Falls. The Bears looking very impressive this year. They are currently number 3 in the KPREPS rankings. McLeod, they're trying to look at their first win of the year. They are at Mission Valley. Riverside is at Onega. That game is on our sister station, KNZA 103.9 FM. We also have Valley Heights at Sacred Heart. Both those teams are 2-2 in 1A District 5. And just a lot of great games, so be sure to stay tuned after this broadcast is over. We have our post-game show with our scores. That's your Community National Bank scoreboard show, and we always do a great job with that. Proud of that program. And if you didn't catch it next week, be sure to listen to our Friday Night Fever show, 6 o'clock, that gets you ready for all of your area games.
Yeah, scoring update, you talked about McLeod's Mission Valley. McLeod's up 12-7
all right
in the second quarter. The Bulldogs trying to pick up that first win of the year. And Nemaha Central, they're all over Jeff West late in the first quarter, up 21-0.
And McLeod had a chance against Horton, let that slip away. And Horton had their
broke
first
the streak.
Yeah, 2018, 2017.
Yep.
Melly is rolling to his right. Nice pump fake. It's Gibbs up in the air, still looking to throw. Jump pass, and it's incomplete. It was well put, but a good defensive play, breaking that pass up by Trenton Talley. I mean, everything about that play was just very well done on both sides.
Yeah, absolutely. Centralia, great job. Blanket coverage downfield. You had Gibbs giving pressure to Melly's. Melly's, again, a heady play to throw the pump fake out there, get Gibbs in the air briefly. But again, if that was the wide side of the field, might be a different story. He might have taken off with his legs, but it was short side of the field, trying to fit one down the needle, and it was a great throw. But Trenton Talley was able to do it on the ball-hawking side of the defensive.
Yeah, I mean, that was a negative. It was a negative area. That ball was literally placed out of bounds.
Yeah.
He still got his mitt on it. I mean, that was unbelievable. Everything about that play was fantastic, and it goes down as incompletion.
It's a complete pass.
Here we go again. Melly's looking to throw in the pocket, throws towards the end zone. It is a one-handed interception in the end zone by Trenton Talley. Trying to bring it up the far sideline. He's at the 25, hit at the 30, and taken out of bounds.
Late flag comes flying in as well. Couple flags on the field, but what a catch, what a pick for the Panthers. And Talley, who just deflected that ball just a minute ago, able to pick that off and sprint back out to the 30-yard line. We'll have to see what the marker is here.
Helping his own cause in a big way, and the Panthers will get it back. They'll be deep in their own territory, but I don't think they're too worried about that right now.
Exactly. Again, a big run by Melly sets up first and 10 from the 17 prior to, and the Panthers' defense stands tall, forces a interception on fourth down, and now they've got first and 10. They will be backed up to their own 10-yard line after the penalty by Centralia on the return, but it'll be a big defensive stand. Coach Roger Holthaus, very pleased with his defense.
Fourth interception by this defense. First by someone not named Maverick Becker.
And you mentioned that in the pregame.
The Panthers get the ball from their own 10 to start this drive. Keeper bouncing to the outside. And taken out of bounds near the 12. That was Reese Tanking with his first carry of the day.
Yeah, and I believe that was Devin Mock in pursuit for Jackson Heights, able to take him down, only a gain of a couple for Centralia to be 2nd and 7. And, you know, if you're the Panthers, you're okay with milking the clock down because Jackson Heights has no timeouts remaining. I mean, even if you don't score here, you just don't want to give Jackson Heights a chance to have the ball back before halftime because Centralia gets the ball to begin the second half.
And milking the clock is about all they do, though, because they haven't thrown a pass yet today.
That's true.
Talley in the gun, looking to throw, and he will. It's caught by Becker in a slant over the middle. It's caught, and he takes it down to the 30.
And right as you make a comment how they haven't thrown the ball yet tonight, boom, Talley, a three-step drop right on a rope
I can't take credit for that. They were due. They were more than due. 18-yard pitch and catch once again to Maverick Becker. Best playmaker over the air for this Centralia offense. So, fresh set of downs. Actually, they'll say that was a 13-yard play. Looking to throw again, going deep. Got Becker one and one. Just overthrows him at midfield.
Yeah, great throw that time. I mean, just about a half a yard too long as Becker had burned his man, Devin Mock, down the far sideline and had a step on him.
Reese tanking, kind of limping over to the sideline, the junior. We'll keep an eye on him. Didn't look like anything too serious. Obviously able to come off on his own power, but we will mention keep an eye on him. He had a carry earlier in this drive. 2:25 left to go. Clock stops after the incompletion. Ball at their own 26-yard line. Second and 10 coming. Gibbs. No, it's misdirection. Becker with the direct snap. And taken to the 27-yard line. That ball didn't come out of the pocket for a good 2.5 seconds.
Yeah, that was a great design play. A little kind of a counter for Centralia. And Eisenbars was not to be fooled for Jackson Heiss as he stayed home on his assignment. And Titus, again, we talked about the youth, another sophomore for this Cobra team. You know, now makes it 3rd and 10. 2 minutes, clock moving. Jackson Heiss trying to get the Panthers off the field here on 3rd down after back-to-back really good defensive efforts.
This is just great football for both teams so far.
Yeah.
Both sides of the ball for both teams, they've been playing some great ball so far today. Hope to keep that up. They'll go to a spread offense here. Quick throw, bubble screen out to the near side. Tanking came back into the game, but tripped up and taken down. That was Binkley with the tackle. Good job getting him down at the ankles.
Yeah, Binkley's made some pretty good stops here tonight defensively for Jackson Heights. That time, you know, Reese tanking, as soon as he caught it, Binkley was all over him, and so that was a great pursuit by Jackson Heights. And, you know, that's something that you want to go to the halftime break if you're Coach Caleb Wick, that you're pleased with. I just mentioned that Coach Holthouse for Centralia was happy with his defense. Caleb Wick's got to be pleased with his defense to end this first half as well.
Now, all of a sudden, it's 4th and 8. Unfortunately for the Cobras, they don't have any timeouts left, so they can't stop the clock.
They've taken 3 timeouts, Jared, all in this first half on offense, just to save from getting a delay of game penalty.
And now a timeout will be called by Centralia to stop the clock with 50 seconds left as the play clock was expiring. Still a chance, though, for Jackson Heights to score.
You know, this is something, again, you talked about how good of a game this is right now. This is what district football should be about, you know, in the area. When you look at teams that are trying to go into the postseason, you want to get a high seed out of district. You want to be a number one or a number two. That way you're facing off against a 3 or 4 from the opposite side and the opening round of district of postseason action. So these two teams right now, if Jackson Heights gets a win tonight over Centralia, that would now put Troy, Centralia, and Jackson Heights all at 1-1 in district play and make these next couple weeks amazing for this district. If Centralia pulls this win out, they're now 2-0. Jackson Heights is 0-2. Troy is 1-1. I mean, Centralia's got the inside track to that one out of this district. So this game, not only is it a great game right now, but it's homecoming for Jackson Heights. This game's got huge implications on district play.
Absolutely. Take a look at that team on the other side of town. Holton, they are currently up on the road, 21-8 at Royal Valley. 3:09 to go in quarter number 2. How about six-man Wetmore leading Altoona Midway, trying to get their first 4-win season for the first time at least since 2004.
Have you watched the six-man game before?
I have. I watched it one on TV.
Oh, my God.
So much fun.
It is.
So much fun. They are going to boot it away. Gibbs didn't quite get all this one. First down to the 46-yard line of the Cobras, takes a friendly roll for Jackson Heights and stops at the 49-yard line, just shy of midfield, with 42.6 seconds remaining. Certainly with the ability from Jackson Heights, there's definitely a chance they can score.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking, you got 42 seconds to get 51 yards. Now, you know, their opening drive took 11 minutes and covered 110 yards. You don't have to that capability of sitting back and trying to develop plays. You got to go strike quick. You know, there's a big thing, you know, Cobra strike. That's what Coach Caleb Wick is wanting to do right now. And if you're Centralia, if you can hold back on the defensive side right now to keep this game at where it's at, you're pleased going into halftime.
Almost 13 yards per reception so far is looking to throw. And he is hit and taken down for a sack.
That's one thing you cannot take in this situation if you're Jackson Heights and Drake Mellies. You got to feel that pressure and escape the pocket and find a way to get rid of that ball, because now you got to wait for your receivers to hustle back. 10 seconds have already gone off this clock since that sack commenced. Jackson Heights now might just sit on this football and go to the halftime break.
I think that first play was going to be the tone setter for what they were wanting to do, but with no timeouts, that was really a stretch. I mean, like I said, almost 13 yards play, so it was definitely doable, but you take a sack on that first play, and not looking good in terms of their odds of scoring. I'll take this all the way down, 5 seconds now left to go, and they will let this expire, and that will be the end of half number one. Centralia leads on the road, 14-6. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with your halftime show. That is brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires in just a bit. Once again, our score is Centralia 14, Jackknife 6 here in our Game of the Week on KMZA.
Ag tires aren't cheap, but they're cheaper in the country, and that's why farmers from Jackson and surrounding counties are taking the direct route right past the implement dealers to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Top brands, rock bottom prices. You'll save a bundle on all your ag tires, because direct is better. Get out of town and head to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
State Farm, Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
KMZA.
Panthers of Centralia lead on the road at Jackson Heights, 14-6 at the break. Homecoming, and all the seniors getting ready with all their dates out on the field. Right now, between this date, between these two great teams, it has been a lot of fun, a lot of defense. Kind of talked about that before the game. It could be possibly a low-scoring contest.
Yeah.
It has been just that.
Yeah, I mean, low-scoring game again, and you think about it, where this game might be if Jackson Heights' first drive didn't take 10 minutes and 58 seconds. But that's what happened, and now we're looking at a game where Centralia is really controlled. Every time they've been on the offensive side of the ball, Jackson Heights is not yet to show how they can stop them. They did get a stop at the end of that first half. But again, a lot of that was, you know, Centralia trying to rush down the field quickly. You know, when Centralia doesn't have to have the clock to try and beat, they've shown that they can go down the field quickly and methodically with their sets, with whether it's Drew Gibbs, whether that is Becker running the ball, or even Trenton Talley, you know, running the football. Their offensive scheme and their plan is just so much misdirection and so confusing, and Jackson Heights kind of struggled with that in the first half.
Let's rewind and see how it all happened. It all started with Jackson Heights. How about that 110-yard drive that took up 10 minutes and 58 seconds of the clock and was capped off with 102 to go in the opening quarter with a 3-yard touchdown by Alex Browning, and they were unable to convert on their PAT. It was blocked by Drew Gibbs. Speaking of the running back from Centralia, they were able to get a 2-yard rushing touchdown with 9:04 to go in the second quarter on a quick 3-minute, 58-second drive that went 56 yards long, and the PAT was good to make it 7-6. And then after a quick 3-and-out from deep in their own territory, they punted it and got great field position to start out the drive from the 25-yard line. Andrew Gibbs getting a second rushing touchdown of the day from 5 yards out with 7 minutes left in the second quarter. Kind of a stalemate since then, but it has been a very fun matchup to watch so far. Take a look at your unofficial stats from the opening half. Drake Mellies, quarterback for this fantastic Jackson Heights team. He has 10 carries, 79 yards, 5 for 9 over the air with 63 yards, and he has interception as well. As for Alex Browning, he has 6 carries, 14 yards. Haven't really been able to get him going just yet, but he does have that touchdown, as mentioned. Cade Holiday, backup quarterback, 1 carry for 2 yards, and Williams has 1 carry as well for just 1 yard. As for, some of the receivers, Alex Browning, he has 1 catch for 21 yards. He leads the team in receiving so far. Josh Smith has 1 catch for 15 yards. Jude Williams has 1 for 7. And Melly's, how about 1 catch for -1 yard on a batted ball that went right back to him, and he fell down on it. As for the team leading on the scoreboard, Drew Gibbs, he has 4 carries for 19 yards, and the 2 scores, pretty effective day so far, pretty efficient in terms of carry-to-touchdown ratio. Trenton Talley is 2 for 3 over the air with 14 yards so far. Trenton Talley has 5 carries for 38 yards. Maverick Becker has 2 carries for 20 yards. Reese Tanking has 1 for 3. And over the air, Maverick Becker has the lone catch that's over 10 yards, is 1 for 13, and Tanking has a 1-yard reception as well. As for the overall stats, 159 yards of offense for Jackson Heights, 94 for Centralia. The Panthers are averaging 6.7 yards per carry. As for Jackson Heights, they're averaging 5.3 yards per carry. Jackson Heights has the 1 interception. And that is a look at your stats. So overall, Jake, taking a look at the stats, what are some things that really pop to you?
Well, ultimately, I feel like the fact that Alex Browning has not gotten going yet for this Cobra team is something that Coach Wick's going to talk at halftime and say, we've got to get our senior running back going. This has got to be somebody who we've leaned on so far this season to get us not only consistency from the backfield, but to also get us into the end zone. Right now, Jackson Heights is struggling to move the ball down the field, and Alex Browning has not been able to get going yet. You got to credit Centralia's front seven for that reasoning. But on the flip side, Centralia offensively balanced, and a team that they're really a three-headed monster, in that backfield. And so even though when you stop one, these two other ones that, you only cut one head off at a time, and this defense from Jackson Heights is struggling to find that balance. And so second half, for me, keys for Jackson Heights, get Alex Browning the ball in open space. He's got to find a way to get going. If the Cobras want to, A, come back and win this game, but B, get some more confidence and momentum offensively. For Centralia to continue with what they're doing, Trenton Talley's got to be the guy. Everything goes through. He's got to stay calm and poised and just run that offense the way he did in that first half very effectively.
Yeah, I got to give credit, like you said, to Centralia's very stout defensive front. They're basically saying, we're not going to let you get chunk plays up through the tackles. We're going to make you beat us outside or beat us down the field with the arm of Melly's. And, when they have been able to throw the ball down the field, they've been pretty successful. The first four pass attempts were for 64 yards, no incompletions. Then they started to kind of go away from that a little bit, and I think kind of hurt them down the stretch, although they did have the nice run from Drake Melly, so we'll see if they possibly go back to more passing in the second half. As for Centralia, as you mentioned, you've got to just kind of keep doing what you're doing. They haven't really been that efficient at all on offense. They've been getting good field position. They've been kind of just getting some occasional chunk plays, but, overall, offense is less than 100 yards in the first half, 94, that's it. But they are getting 6.7 yards per carry, so you got to love that efficiency on the ground. So not really flashy, but it's getting the job done in half number one. We're going to step aside for a break, about 7.5 minutes or so, probably a little bit longer, since we'll probably extend the halftime break. We've had the pattern so far. But either way, Centralia leads this one 14-6 on your halftime show, and it's brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of here in Holton on K16. Want the best? You got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Step aside here on our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Hi, folks. This is Joe at Holthouse Auto House, your full-service dealer in Fairview, Kansas. From getting you your dream ride to all of your service work, we are here to help. We have a full-service shop where every vehicle undergoes a 172-point inspection. At Holthouse Auto House, every vehicle comes with a warranty. No as-is vehicles here. Don't see what you're looking for on our lot or website? Our locator service is all-inclusive. We will go anywhere in the country to find exactly what you want down to the last detail. We'll find it, get it, inspect it, and finance it, and then we can even service it after the sale, all here at Holthouse Auto House in Fairview.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, they're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control.
to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Your project starts here with the help of Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hiawatha Farm and Home, especially if your project is reshingling. Both locations stock shingles by Owens Corning and CertainTeed, and can order other brands if you prefer. They also stock black felt paper rolls and a new product you might consider, synthetic roofing underlayment. It's the future in felt replacement technology. Advanced polymer handles the wind and rain and has a 30-year warranty. See all the roofing options at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
14-6, Centralia leads at Jackson Heights. Jared Sulby alongside Jake Spaulding, taking a look at some scores around the area. Well, first of all, going to talk about our boy Avery Johnson,
KC3 commit.
Three touchdowns.
Done at halftime?
Yeah, three touchdowns in the first half on the ground. Mays leads May South 28-7. How about that? Well, let's get to some area scores now. Taking a look at Troy leading Morehill Mount 47-3 with 3:39 left to go in quarter number two. Riverside leading Onega 12-9. And elsewhere, taking a look at some of the text messages we've gotten at half, Sabetha leads at Riley County. How about that one? 7-0. A low-scoring matchup there. Neuhaus Central, Cooper Hike, and Braden Uphouse, and that fantastic Thunder offense are up 40-0 over Jeff West midway through the second quarter. And Clifton Clyde up 36-6. They are trying to still reconcile for that tough loss against Axel a couple weeks ago, and pretty good chance for those Clifton Clyde Eagles to possibly win out. But still, lost to Axtell, and the way they lost was pretty tough because that was a close game about midway through the second quarter.
And I'll tell you one thing about Axtell, again, is a team that is so dynamic and so solid. So when you go that close down to the wire against a team like that, that's a phenomenal boost for your team's moxie and your team's just energy. And so, you know, big props to the Eagles for that.
Yeah, they are certainly the team to beat. There's no doubt about it. I mean, reigning state champs this year, the stat that I've been keeping up with, and I talked to their head coach, Det Weiler, about it a little bit, and 93.8 points per 48 minutes. Because you just include the mercy rules and all that, so I would like to go by per 48 minutes. 93.8 points. They have one game they've completed all year long. They put up 82 points against Care Paravel in week one. Unbelievable what they're doing. And by the way, last year was their first time in quite a while that they won a state championship. I mean, they've been a very solid program, but it's not like they've been dominating every single year.
Right.
Maybe
they're definitely
up in Fargo, North Dakota.
Right. Is that a North Dakota State reference, Jared?
I don't know. A little bit. You know, just moved from North Dakota.
Ever since a good coach from there came back home. I mean,
exactly.
You know, they're still pretty good up there. But no, Axel's such a good team. And when you can score like that, I mean, folks, if you've never witnessed an eight-man game, I know we referenced six-man earlier. If you've never witnessed an eight-man game, you need to do that. That is such a fun atmosphere. The field is shorter,
a lot more scoring.
A lot more scoring. Yeah. And you know, you got teams that, you know, the only reason why they're playing eight man is because they can't field an 11-man crew. Doesn't mean that they're not a good program.
No.
I mean, that's what you see in eight man is quick scoring, high scoring affairs, and then you know, six man, whoo, that's even more fun.
One man blocking. That's basically what the Coach Hanselcheck for Wetmore told me is basically like organized backyard football.
Right.
I couldn't agree more. Let's take a look at some standings here. The Twin Valley League, only four teams in the 11-man level. Centralia, the only unbeaten team. They are 4-0, 3-0 in league play. Troy is at 1-1 in league play, 3-1 overall. Valley Heights, 1-2 in league play, 2-2 overall. Onega bringing up the rear. The Buffaloes are 0-2 in league play, 1-3 overall. Northeast Kansas League, a lot more teams there. 9 of them to be exact. ACCHS and Jackson Heights both are unbeaten in league play, 3-0 and 3-1 overall. Jefferson County North, they are in third at 2-1, 2-2 overall. Valley Falls, Morehill Mount, and Pleasant Ridge are all at 500, with Valley Falls 1-1. Other teams are 2-2. As for Horton, they are 1-2 after that win against McLeod. They are 1-3 overall, and then McLeod, Oskaloosa have yet to win either a league game or an overall game. Taking a look at the games that are going on next week in both leagues. First for the TVL, Centralia is going to be at Garden Plain. That's going to be a good one. The Owls are a very good team. Also have Jackson Heights. They're going to be at Troy, another really good one. And we'll see what happens after this one. But, I mean, if they lose this one, losing or then going to Troy, that's going to be a very challenging game against a very good Trojans team. So they are going to really need to bounce back here in this second half. Valley Heights at Marysville. Onega is at Christ Prep. They are a very interesting team. They're a freelancing team. They play in the KCAA, which is where my high school played in, Sunrise Christian Academy. Always like to shut out Buddy Heald whenever I can. But, I mean, if I had a nickel for every single time I name drop Buddy Heald, man, I'd be a millionaire. But, taking a look at the NEKL, Morehill Mount, they are at Atchison County. That'll be a really interesting one there, but Atchison County has been very good this season. Jackson Heights, as mentioned, is at Troy. Jefferson County North is at St. Mary's. Valley Falls is at McLeod. Silver Lake goes to Pleasant Ridge. Riley County is at Horton. And Mission Valley, they are at Oskaloosa. Take a look at the rankings in 1A at Cape Reps. Inman, they're currently in a dogfight with Hutch Trinity. Two unbeaten teams, they have receiving votes. And last I checked, Inman was leading 8-0 there. Olpe, they are number 2, but they have 2 losses on the year. They're 3-2. They actually don't play today because they had a forfeit against Northern Heights. Centralia, as mentioned, is here. They're number 3. They are, of course, here in Jackson Heights. Where, how about St. Mary's Colgan down in southeast Kansas representing that area? They are at Northeast Arma today, and Troy, as mentioned, is hosting Morehill Mount. And then mixing it up with Acacia rankings, Inman, Centralia is 2, Hutch Trinity 3, Opie is 4. They actually were not ranked until last week, and then Troy is there at 5. What are your thoughts on those rankings there?
Ultimately, you know, when you look at 1A rankings, and historically, Olpe is a team that's been dominant in the area, and Olpe is a team that, you know, the folks who are around this area know that name very well because they ended up having to play Olpe in the postseason and lost. I mean, Olpe, the Eagles, are a phenomenal program, you know, kind of taking a little bit of a step back this year, but they're in the rankings strictly because of historical ability. They know that this is a well-coached team that could bounce back, and they will be in the postseason and making noise. Don't you worry about that. Inman, the Indians are a team that you've got to keep your eye on. They're a team, you know, from the western side of the state that are consistent, and they're just they remind me of Andale a little bit, you know, in the 3A side of things. Andale's been dominant for 3-4 years in a row, haven't lost a game in that time frame. Inman is a team that has taken some of what Andale has done and found a way to do it themselves. Inman's a very, very good team. I just think, you know, ultimately, obviously, we're a little biased being up here in Northeast Kansas. I think Centralia, you know, you can't not have them at the top until they lose. I mean, they're such a well-coached team. The historical side of Centralia takes got to play a big factor in it. But what they've been doing this season, that big win against Troy a week ago, if they knock off Jackson Heights tonight, that isn't going to be another, you know, feather in their cap, because you look at their schedule the rest of the way, they got every reason to go into the postseason undefeated.
Absolutely. By the way, failed to mention, Jefferson County North, they actually did receive some votes at 2-2, so keep an eye on them moving forward as well. All right, we're just about a minute away. Run through your keys to the second half for us, partner.
Okay, so once again, my focus, I want to start with the visitors, the Centralia Panthers. Continue what you've been doing. And what I'm saying that is, that opening drive, you know, they're looking at, okay, that was a fluke. We should have got them off the field twice on fourth down. They converted twice on fourth down. We get them off the field there, we're up 14-0. The difference is that this defense stepped up in that second quarter. They forced a punt and an interception, and then the third drive in the second quarter ended because the time ran off the clock. If I'm Centralia, I'm focused on the defensive side of the ball. You mentioned their struggles offensively. I mean, I don't even know how much of a struggle it is. It's just the fact that defense is giving up phenomenal field position. They're not having a goal the length of the field. So Jackson Heights now, for their side, they got to get Alex Browning involved. Alex Browning has got to be a name that we say numerous times in the second half, whether it's offensively or defensively. The more emphasis on the offensive side. He's got to get touches. He's got to find a way to move the ball, move the chains for the Cobras. But I think the biggest X factor, and I didn't mention him earlier, and I can't believe I didn't, Drake Mellies, if Jackson Heights is going to win this ball game, he's got to be a special player in the second half. He's got to make those special plays to keep drives alive and make sure that Jackson Heights finds the end zone, because this Centralia team is not going to let you score very often.
Yeah, certainly. And I'll throw one in there myself. I mean, talking about them getting such good field position, how about improving the special teams in the second half of the Cobras? Got to pin them back deep and not let them get an advantage right out of the gate. So, as we mentioned earlier, Centralia gets the ball out of the break. Maverick Becker, the little man to return. And here we go. It's a shallow kick. It was returned by Trent Talley. He gets to the 29 and hit and taken down at the 33. So, decent field position to start out this first drive of the half. And out comes Talley, Drew Gibbs, Maverick Becker, and that Panthers offense, which you mentioned. Only 94 yards in that first half, but they were given a few gifts. We'll see if they can go the length of the field here.
Yeah, only three offensive possessions in the first half for Centralia. Again, when you're looking at a high school football game, you expect that maybe in the first quarter. But getting that in the entire first half, we'll see how they start out here offensively. Jackson Heights is a big defensive start for the second half.
Dally gets a snap. He's going to go ahead and hit it off to Becker. Bounces to the outside. Gets to the 35.
Nice
tripped
tackle.
Up. Take it down at the 38. You mentioned nice tackle on that play.
Yeah, great job that time. I believe that was Tegan Binkley that came up. We said his name numerous times so far in this ball game of just coming up from the secondary position to allow, you know, just a 5-yard game. That could have been a 10, 15, 20-yard pickup there by Tally.
Yeah, Binkley getting a word from Coach Wick over here on the sideline in between plays. Second and 5 from the Centralia 38-yard line. Haven't gone away from that formation where they crowd the backfield. 4 guys back there, everyone else on the line. Nobody split out wide. Man in motion. Takes a snap, Gibbs to the 40. Got a block, stiff arms a man, and a flag comes down. That's going to be a face mask against Gibbs, I believe.
Yeah, we'll have to see exactly who they call it on. The official was all over it and threw the flag right on that run.
Down at the 48-yard line, be a gain of 10 if it stands, but we'll keep an eye out. It looked to me like
I agree with you.
Got the face mask, but they don't call an offensive face mask very much at all.
Yeah, not often. I mean, again, a stiff arm, but you can't grasp the face mask.
Sure.
You can stiff arm to the face mask, but if you put your fingers inside that mask, I mean, you saw Melly's, his head did get turned by that. That was a great block, though, by Brock Reinecke, the man that went in motion for Centralia.
There it is, an
great
offensive
call.
Face mask. Yep.
Great call by you, Jared. You were all over it, saw it immediately. Again, it's something that, you know, you can put your hand on the face mask. No issue with that. You can't grab it. And that's what Gibbs did right there to try and aid him some extra yards. Instead, it cost him.
Backs him up quite a bit. Spot a ball foul. And in the end, though, it'd only be a loss of about 5 yards, second and 10.
Final just came through. I want to pass along is Wetmore. Talked about trying to keep their streak alive. Well, they do it here tonight. 54-6. Final over Altoona Midway.
All right. How about Dirk Hanzelcheck and his team? It's been fun talking to him throughout the year. Miles Hanzelcheck, that is. Second and 10. Keeper Gibbs gets to the 40 and tripped up. Taken down at the 41, so it'll be a gain of 8. It'll be 3rd and 2.
Man, I feel like if you're Coach Holthouse right now, this is almost 4-down territory. 3rd and short. Jackson Heights has yet to show in this ballgame that they can stuff an inside run when they're trying to only get a couple yards. It's a big opportunity here for the Cobras defensive front. Julian Buda was crowned homecoming king. He's trying to be defensive king here.
Certainly would set the tone for the second half if they were to go for it, should they not get it here. Big handoff, keeper, Talley gets the first down and more. There he goes, 50, 45, 40, goes to the outside, man misses, 25, 20, and he is gone for the touchdown, 58 yards.
Great cutback there from Talley, great front side block that time. Reinecke once again springing the big run, and, well, that's how you come out of the halftime locker room if you're a Centralia Panther. You come up, Jackson Heights, gets you in a 3rd down situation, but the Panthers convert on 3rd and short and go 58 yards for 6.
First run of 20 yards or longer. That one, as mentioned, got gone for 56 yards by Trenton Talley. 58 yards, beg your pardon. PAT on the way and through there from Brock Reinecke to make it 21-6. What a start for the Panthers in half number 2, 9:54 to go in quarter number 3. It's Centralia 21, Jackson Heights 6 during your game of the week on 92.1 KMCA, brought to you by Three State College.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
Centralia does it again here as we have our kickoff. It's returned by Browning at the 5-yard line. Gets to the near side, 20, taken down the 24-yard line. That drive went for 67 yards. On the 58-yard touchdown by Trenton Talley. That went for 206, 9:54 left to go in the half. And that drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Jackson Heights, this almost feels like a must-score scenario.
Yeah, absolutely. It does. Again, Jackson Heights defensively has really yet to show that they can stop Centralia. The one time they did was when Centralia was trying to push the ball down the field quickly to beat the clock. Jackson Heights offense, after that long, sustainable drive to start this ball game, has kind of sputtered since then.
So here is Melly's quarterback run, bounce to the near side from the near hash, not a whole lot of room to go. And he's taken down around the 25-yard line for a gain of just one.
It's also something that you got to be patient if you're a coach and Caleb Wick. You're not going to get 15 points on one drive. You're not going to get 15 points on one play. You got to continue to stay within yourself here on the offensive side of the football, but also recognize what's working and what's not. Right now, trying to run the football between the tackles is not working. That's why you see on the first play of the game, of the drive, is that Melly's counter to the outside, trying to get the boundary. But great job, this near side defensive end for Centralia.
Empty backfield on this 2nd and 9. Man in motion. That is Smith. In the gun. Melly's looking to throw downfield. Steps up in the pocket. Bounces to the outside now. He's got room to run. He's at the 30, 35, 40, and dragged down from behind. At the 39-yard line, gain of 14.
Again, I mentioned at halftime that I couldn't believe I forgot for Keys the second half for the Cobras is Drake Melly's. He's got to do Drake Melly's things, and that's what it is right there. Drops back to pass, steps up in the pocket, realizes there's nothing downfield, and scrambles for a big gainer.
You got to remember, too, that this is still technically a two-possession game here. Got to get a couple of two-point conversions, but still can't play too reckless here.
Yeah, 100%.
Browning is in the backfield, two receivers near, one to the far. And off Browning, and that's met immediately at the line of scrimmage that time by the big man up front, the senior Nick Thompson, for no gain.
Yeah, Nick Thompson just swim move. He did a swim move right over the left guard for Jackson Heights and Max Watkins and just met Browning in the backfield. There was no chance on that play. We talked about it at halftime. We talked about it throughout this contest. Jackson Heights struggling between the trenches right now against this front four.
As a result, Browning hasn't been able to get anything going here today. Just 7 carries for 14 yards. Love to get the senior going. 8:35 to go here in the third quarter. 21-6 Centralia leads Jackson Heights. Cobras with the ball. In the gun. Melly's keeps it himself.
Oh, wow.
Just gets back to the 40. A low, big hit. That was by Grossnickel, the junior. What a day he's having. He's flying all over the field.
Yeah, Brody Grossnickel from the linebacker position has been playing phenomenal on the defensive side. There's numerous times he called his name for filling the gap when it opens up. And Melly's looked like he had a lane, but Grossnickel said, uh-uh. And he popped him hard. And he clean hit, great hit from Grossnickel.
So 39 from their own 40. I'll say that was a 1-yard gain. Wide to the near side is Mock. In the slot is Binkley. 3 to the far side. Williams in the slot, the tight end. Melly's bounces out of the pocket. Under duress. Fires it. Is caught by Browning near the first down marker. I think it's a yard short. It'll be 4th and 1 after the 8-yard pickup.
Yeah, again, Melly's extends the play with his legs. Keeps his eyes downfield. That's tough to teach to a freshman. keeps his eyes downfield, finds his escape man, and that's Alex Browning. But it's fourth and a half a yard right now for Jackson Heights, nearing midfield. This might be the play of the game right here. Centralia gets the stop. They're up by two scores with the football in plus territory. Jackson Heights can keep this drive alive. They could make it down. It's just a one-score game.
Mellies is still in the game despite them running the wishbone with Cade Holiday. They're going in the gun here on fourth and inches. No, Holiday is in the game. Both the quarterbacks were in the game. It's a QB sneak up the middle, and he gets the first down all the way to the 47-yard line. Misdirection.
Yeah.
Both quarterbacks in the game there. Love that.
I tell you, that's something that, you know, Centralia does constantly. You don't know who's in the backfield with the basketball. It's kind of like, you know, who's on first, who's on second. That's what we're seeing right here. And Jackson Knight says, we'll put in both quarterbacks, and we'll figure out what we're going to do. Picks up 4 yards on fourth and a half a yard, and now plus territory for the Cobras here with 7.5 to go in the third.
Cobras methodically moving the ball up the field for their first drive of the game. That lasted 10 minutes and 58 seconds. Those just joining us went for 110 yards with some penalties, despite starting from their own 31-yard line. Keeper up the middle, hits, and taken down at the 45 is Mellies. Gain of 3 on first and 10, make it 2nd and 7.
Tell you what, the pads are popping here tonight. This is great football. This is what you love to see. Clean hits, but man, these boys are coming out, laying everything on the line. I believe that was Grossnickel again, helping out Centralia from the linebacker position. But 2nd and 7 upcoming here for Jackson Heights. And again, Drake Mellies, he's got to have the ball in his hands. But I love it. I got to see Alex Browning. They got it to him in the flat on a pass. I feel like Coach Caleb Wicks got to find a way to get it in the seniors' hands.
Tighter formation this time, but they still have 4 receivers. From the far hash, handoff, Browning up the middle, and breaks a couple tackles, gets to the secondary, and a gain of 5, makes it 3rd down and 2.
There you go. You get the little confidence brewing for the senior running back and running off of right tackle for Jackson Heights. And J.W. Moore picking up 5 yards there. Now it's 3rd down and a manageable as Drake Mellies comes out to take a break. So Cade Holiday at a quarterback for Jackson Heights.
J.W. short for Jared Wainmore, the 200-pound sophomore on that play. 3rd and 2 from the Panther, 45-yard line, 5:55 to go in quarter number 3. Under center, pitch, Browning drives forward.
Close
to the 6. I think he got it, though.
Hard to see from up here, but it sure looked like the far side official came in ahead of the stick. This might be a measurement here.
Just needs to get the nose of the ball across the 37-yard line. And they are going to go ahead and measure. 5:47 to go in quarter number 3. Just a reminder to stay tuned after our game is over with your post-game Community National Bank scoreboard show. Get you caught up on all of the area scores. We'll have a few for you during our post-game show, but scoreboard shows where you get all of them, including your recaps as well. And it is a 1st down just barely. So gain of 2 by Browning on a pitch. And what we said was possibly a must-score possession for the Cobras. They are driving at the 37-yard line of Centralia. Mellies will have Browning in the backfield on this 1st and 10 from the far side hash. Mock is lined up near on the far side. Wide to the near side, excuse me. Takes a snap, fake handoff, keeps it. Mellies breaks a tackle, gets upfield, and taken down just barely by Maverick Becker, but it's a gain of 7 or 8. 2nd down and short.
I tell you, riding that fake right there by Mellies, I mean, again, there was Centralia players, Panthers in the backfield, wrapped up on Browning before he pulled that out of the breadbasket of him. That was a great job by Mellies, riding the fake on out and then getting upfield as quickly as he could. The difference here, again, Jackson Heights taking their time, which, again, too early to try and press too much. But, again, you got to know, defensively, you got to stop the Centralia Panthers if you want to hang into this game.
Mellies passed the century mark, 15 for 106 now on the ground. And he'll hand it off this time, hitting the 1st down to the 25-yard line with the senior running back, Alex Browning.
I mean, I feel like Alex Browning is finally getting some holes opened up for him here on this specific drive. And this is an opportunity for Jackson Heights. Now let's flip it. Other side, Centralia, they're kind of back on their heels. The second level, now there's a hat on a hat. These linemen are getting to the second level and sealing off some of these linebackers for Centralia. So Jackson Heights finding something here offensively.
Centralia's defense has really bottled up Browning so far today. He's yet to have a carry longer than 8 yards on the contest. The Cobras are waiting for him to break one. Tighter formation, still four with twins to the far side and the near side. Rolls to his right. Melly under duress, fires off his back foot. It's caught by Williams for a short gain of a couple.
Great penetration that time by Centralia. Getting into the backfield and putting the pressure on was Brock Reinecke for the Panthers and really forcing Melly to get the ball out of his hand quick. Only a short gain on the play, but that's the pressure that, you know, Melly's has kind of been under duress all night. Big shout out there to Mr. Reinecke, defensive end for the Panthers.
Yeah, he was the only guy that was there, but I mean, there was three guys around him. They weren't able to stop him. He's just driving his legs and ultimately able to not quite get his mitt on the quarterback but forcing him to make a tough throw. So it's second down and eight after the 2 yard pitch and catch from Drake Melly's to the 6'3 senior tight end Jude Williams. Keeper up the middle, and not much doing that time by Millie's. Might have gotten one.
It'd
be third down and a little bit of work to do.
Said this name a few times tonight, Jared. Brody Grossnickel from the linebacker position. I was just giving credit to the Jackson Heights offensive line for getting downfield. That time, Grossnickel was tired of it. He shot out of a cannon and stopped Melly's in his tracks after a short gain.
So third and seven from the Centralia 22-yard line with 3:38 and counting to go in this third quarter. Centralia leads Jackson Heights 21-6.
You know, we mentioned it earlier on this drive, but, I mean, I feel like this is a must-score drive here, Jackson Heights. This has got to be four-down territory if you're Coach Caleb Wick.
So here we go. Big play coming up here. Possibly four-down territory. Taking the handoff. Melly's going to his left, looking downfield. Throwing one, and that is incomplete. His man got tied up. It was
Binkley.
Yep, Binkley. He got caught up. The coverage that time was Ronnebaum, senior.
And I think that you called it spot on. I think their feet just got tangled up. Binkley hit the deck. Again, Melly has put a ball at one only place where his only receiver can get to it. Ball's incomplete. Brings up a very important fourth down and seven here for Jackson Heights.
Again, from the Centralia 22, so they second-best opportunity to score. They had the ball down to 17 through an interception. So far has been the difference of this game. Here we go, fourth and seven, empty backfield. Melly's drops back to pass, under pressure, and avoids one tackle, throws it with one hand around his ankle, and it's intercepted by the man we just mentioned, Derek Ronnebaum. Second interception of the day by Melly's. And another stop by Centralia.
It's a great job there. Pressure, pressure, pressure. That's what we were talking about. Putting Melly's under duress. If you're Centralia, they do it. Nick Thompson gets in the backfield. Miles Wimberly gets in the backfield. Puts the heat on the freshman quarterback. And, hey, give credit to the freshman quarterback as well. He was able to stay upright long enough just to fire that ball. But an interception by Centralia. Derek Ronnenbaum switches this game's momentum back the Panther way.
So Panthers get the ball back from their own 22-yard line. They'll go in that tight formation. Likely won't see too many passes from them the rest of the way, with them being best friends with their buddy, the clock. Tally, run left side. Gains a solid 4 yards on first and 10, make it second and six. And
stoppage
of time here, as you alluded to.
Yeah, I see a flag on the field, Jared.
There it is, right in the middle of the field. I don't know how I missed that, but...
No, I blended in with the gold helmets out there.
A Notre Dame-esque kind of helmets, I would say, with the green. But they're going black on black, though, looking pretty sharp out
yep.
there. Occasionally Notre Dame will do the black on black.
Yeah.
Very rare,
yeah.
But sometimes they'll rep it.
Personal foul penalty, Jared, is being called here on Jackson Heights. And
that's big.
That's massive here on a drive where your defense knows it's got to get off the field quickly. Not sure what happened after the play, but the penalty was thrown. And that's something, again, that... You know, it's something that it would be one thing if it didn't happen consistently to not report on it, but this is becoming kind of a norm for Jackson Heights to get unsportsmanlike personal foul penalties in ball games, and they made it 2.5 quarters without it tonight till now.
First and 10 now from their own 41-yard line. Tally bounces to the outside and taken down for a gain of just a couple.
Great stop that time, I believe, was
Melly's, yep.
Melly's was up on that stop, but also J.W. Moore. Yeah, I was waiting for him to turn around. 66. J.W. Moore was able to get some penetration as well. Second down and 9 upcoming.
They mentioned the black jerseys. For some reason, that team up north a few miles, Lincoln, isn't wearing those anymore. I don't know why.
I think it's bad luck. Kind of like whenever K-State decides to switch up the... Come on, we know it's true.
we had to mention. Make a handoff. Tally keeps it. Gets to the 45. He got room to run. There he goes. Outside. 50. And taken down at the 46-yard line.
Nice 12-yard scamper there from Tally. Just finds a lane and sticks his nose ahead of him and gets downfield. That was something that, you know, you saw big, you know, not major chunk plays in that first half, but that opening touchdown drive for the Panthers in this third quarter really sprung by some big plays.
1:45 and counting left to go in quarter number three. Centralia leads 21-6, and they are driving here on this Cobras defense. Has been very solid all season long. They've been getting a lot of plays this year, 13 tackles for loss, 7 sacks, 7 interceptions coming into today's contest. Haven't been able to do much in terms of those big plays here so far today. If Centralia's just been able to get some of those short plays, keep doing it over and over. They've been thinking dunking them to death so far. Becker in motion. It's a misdirection keep by Tally, and he'll pick up 3 yards and a cloud of dust on first and 10, make it second and 7.
Tackle made by Jude Williams, but again, this is exactly what Centralia was wanting to happen. They wanted to get a stop defensively. Now they want to milk the clock a little bit. They're not going to bust off major runs here in this offensive set. But what they're going to do is they're going to pick up 4 or 5 yards every single carry. And when that happens, Jared, you're never going to get turned away on first down, and you're going to score a touchdown.
And only 7 plays of 10 yards or longer, only 186 yards of offense for Centralia, but it's working so far as they're up by 2 possessions. 45 seconds left. Misdirection handoff. Becker, he's got the first down. There he goes in the secondary. Makes
a
nice cut to the outside of the 25-20. A couple men come from behind and take him down inside the red zone. And they'll mark him down. I'm trying to see from the far side. I'll take him down to the 17-yard line. 17-yard line, gain of 26.
Great play call again there by Coach Holthaus and the Centralia Panthers, finding a way to just get, again, misdirection has been the key for the Centralia Panthers offense, and Spinnerback comes back into play, and Becker straight up the gut, wide open lane, picks up a big chunk, and now in the red zone for Centralia.
Play clock not displayed anywhere, but that might have been the final play of this third quarter. But we will see, of course, trying to use the play clock and their game clock as their friend, as mentioned. Looks like they'll run to the line of scrimmage. They might run a play here. They will. And the keeper up the middle, Tally, gets to the 15 for a gain of 2, and that will be the final play of the quarter. So it's Centralia 21, Jackson Heights 6. 12 more minutes left of action. Stay tuned here on 92.1 KMZA for your Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Now's the perfect time to reseed or overseed your yard. Do you have some bare spots, or does the whole yard need to be reseeded? You can do it yourself. Rental equipment and Hine and True Value Farm Supply. They have grass seeders, aerators, detachers, grass seed, and fertilizers you'll need. It's a great time now to plant grass seed, or for fall, weed control, they have the yard spray and sprayers to rent. Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
Looking at the scores around the area, Troy leads Moorhill by, well, actually, there it is, 68-3 at the half. Troy beating MHMA. Nemaha Central beating Jeff West 60-0 at the half. And we mentioned the big match between Inman and Hutch Trinity. Currently, it is 8-0 still midway through the third quarter. Both teams are 4-0 in the number one, and Trinity has some received votes. Elsewhere, we have Mission Valley leading McLeod 29-12 at the half. Concordia leads Hiawatha 16-6 at the break. And we mentioned that Wetmore already beating the Jets of Altoona Midway 54-6. And Holton leading Grove Valley 28-8. And of course here, Centralia leads Jackson Heights 21-6, going to quarter number four.
Did you say 60-3 at halftime for Troy?
68-3, yeah.
68-3. Yeah.
It's a lot.
That's putting up some points, my friend.
It sure is.
In a league that there's no mercy rule.
Misdirection Gibbs on the keeper. Hasn't got a whole lot of run today. And picks up a couple on second and eight, make it third and six. That is actually only Drew Gibbs' sixth carry today.
Well,
never really needed it.
But every time he has to touch the ball, though, I mean, turning it into gold. I mean, he's got a touchdown, a couple touchdowns tonight. And, you know, again, if you can keep your most effective scorer to just touch the ball only a few times a game, he's punching it in for you. Kind of reminds me of the Io Saba days back at Kansas State University.
And
there's some Vic Thick and Rick back in the backfield.
Continuing to go in that same formation, a bunch tight. Here's a direct snap. Gibbs bounces to the outside, makes a man miss, gets the 10, cuts it back up to the 5, and taken down to the 4, and a flag comes in late on the tackle.
A big run there, got the first down. It'll be first and goal, pending upon the penalty. To be honest with you, I mean, this game really has been an overall pretty clean game, not terribly too many flags, and you kind of expect that when you're in week 5. You know, the first few weeks you're going to get a ton of penalties from, you know, whether it's jitters or, you know, just being lazy, but now it's the time of the year where penalties are important.
Yeah, it's going to be a face mask against Australia again. Gibbs flagged for the second time on that same call, which is something you don't see very often at all.
No, you really don't see that called, and that's, again, you know, with a stiff arm, you're more than welcome to put your hand on a face mask. Just don't grab it. And, you know, it's so hard when you're trying to shove somebody away. Your finger can just kind of slip down a little bit. But even if that happens, don't pull down on it. And that's what you've seen a couple times now. You know, last time it didn't affect Centralia. You know, they went ahead and scored two plays later. You know, if you're Jackson Knights, you got basically a gift from Gibbs right there, 3rd and 12.
6-yard penalty is what it ends up coming out to. They're now at the 18-yard line of the Cobras. 11 minutes to go in this one. Trying to make it a 3-score game and try to stick the dagger in him. In the shotgun is Tally. Looking to throw to the near side. That's over the head of his intended target. That was Reese Tanking, the second target of the game. And in the first pass attempt of this second half, makes 4th and 12.
Yeah, and again, if you're up 21-6. 4th and 12 at plus territory at the 18, you're going for it.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is not something that Coach Holthaus, I mean, you're not going to try and kick a, you know, 37-yard field goal.
I'll tell you what, the Reinicke's got a leg. I mean, we've seen some of those PATs going through there.
Yeah.
I mean,
but, you know, realistically, does a field goal really help you in this situation, hurt you? Yeah, it extended to a, you know, a 3-score game. Or check that. No, it would keep it at a 2-score game. But, you know, ultimately, you're trying to figure out a way to, you know, extend it. Yeah, it would be a 3-score game. You know, math's hard sometimes.
It is.
Math teacher, I should have just had her help me out. But, you know.
It would be a 35-yard field goal try if Reinicke has the leg. But it is 4th and 12 from the 18, 10:46 to go in this one, and a big play coming up. If they convert on first down, they are likely to get a touchdown considering what's happened so far whenever Centralia's got one close.
I mean, there's nothing that tells you that they're not going to punch in if they get a first and goal opportunity. This is, again, that face mask was a gift to Jackson Heights from Centralia. And that was something that, again, you don't see too often. And so the Cobras trying to capitalize on the mistake by Centralia. Now the Panthers taking a timeout, trying to figure out what they're going to do here. And, you know, again, you're going to, again, I feel like you have to go for it if you're Coach Holthaus. You know, you're trying to extend a drive, milk more clock, get another score on the board. But again, you could, this game could flip on ahead in an instant. If you don't get this first down and say Jackson Knight sparks a big touchdown, you know, within the next couple minutes, we're in a ball game at that point.
21-6, our score is brought to you by Holthaus Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holthaus vehicles have you seen today? HolthausAutoHouse.com. Reminder to stick around for our post-game show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. And after that, our Community National Bank scoreboard show. And then going into tomorrow, Kansas State. They are looking to capitalize on their win at number 6, Oklahoma. They are now number 25 in the country. They welcome the Red Raiders of Texas Tech coming off a big win against their in-state rivals, Texas. That'll be a fun one. Texas Tech, my personal opinion, should probably be ranked for what they've done this season, but that is neither here nor there. But that'll be 9 o'clock pregame right back here on KMZ 92.1 with kickoff starting at 11. Your thoughts on that game coming up?
Some of the cats tomorrow?
Yeah.
Dude, you know what? A lot of people said 9 a.m. is not the guy. I was kind of on that boat a little bit. Like, man, I haven't seen anything from him to make me think that he is that guy. And he showed a lot last week at Norman. But, again, K-State just always shows a lot something down at Norman. And I, as much as I hate to say it, you know, that team down in Lawrence is not playing too bad. This is going to be their toughest game of the year so far. They're playing host to Iowa State. Home dogs. you know, for the team that's getting some points in the poll, they're listed at 26.
Need Hunter Dickers to step up for that one for the Cyclones. Back here on this contest, 21-6, Centralia lead. Here we go. Third and 12. That ball is almost intercepted. It's dropped. And it will be fourth down and 12, and missed opportunity there.
Yeah.
Waka Bushka.
Hey, you got it. You got it. Landon Waka Bushka. Good job.
I get a gold star?
You got a gold star, buddy.
Maybe a cookie?
Well, there's cookies over here.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
Okay, yeah,
awesome.
Courtesy of Carol Fenton.
And I get handed one.
Provided some cookies.
Thank you.
So shout out Carol Fenton, Mark Fenton, for hooking us up in the booth. Tell you what, a lot of places are great to broadcast at, but Dave Henry Field, good place to broadcast.
It
good
is.
People up here in this press box.
Nice booth, yeah, absolutely. Now it's fourth and 12. Tally in the gun. Gibbs to his left.
Oh.
And whistles from the officials. There'll be a timeout called by the Cobras, their first of the half. In that first half, they were unable to really manage their timeouts very well.
Right. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, my natural reaction right there was kind of, ooh, like, you know, why are you calling a timeout right here? It's fourth and 12. You know, I mean, unless you've got some blitz on that you really don't want anymore, I'm undecided on how I feel about a timeout right there. You want to keep those timeouts in your pocket when you're trying to make a comeback in a ball game. But, hey, nevertheless, they do take a timeout to the Cobras. Again, this is a massive stop. Centralia got a stop on fourth down on Jackson Heights when I thought that was the play of the game. This might be the play of the game. You never know what's going to happen the next 10.5 minutes if Jackson Heights gets a stop here. They could easily go down the field and score, or, you know, Centralia's defense has really locked in ever since that first quarter. So, again, this is what you expect in district play. You want two good teams that are on the field laying it all out on the line and ultimately trying to get that top one or two out of district. A loss here by Jackson Heights tonight really sets them in, most likely to be on the track for the third seed in this district. Next week at Troy, who we already heard, up 68-3 at halftime, a team that can throw it around the yard.
Yep.
So, you know, this is an important game for Jackson Heights. Again, on the flip side, Centralia, they got the inside winning track if they win this game here tonight.
Looking forward to next week's game, a win at Donovan West here on 92.1 KMZA for your game of the week. Once again, brought to you by Purdue State College. Thank you to all of our fantastic sponsors for making our broadcast possible. Fourth and 12 coming up from the Cobra 18-yard line for Centralia. And here we go. They're going to go with that tight formation instead of splitting everyone out wide. Three men in the backfield. Take the snap is Gibbs. He's going to try to throw it. Trick play, throwing towards the end zone. It's incomplete. That play, not really anywhere to go. Trying to go towards Colton Slater, the junior, listed as a tight end today.
Yeah, I like the decision there from Coach Holthouse. He packs it in, again, trying to leak a guy out, and he was open right off the rip. Unfortunate for Agoura Centralia Panther, couldn't get the throw down to him. But Jackson Heights, they hold strong on fourth down. They got first and 10 from their own 18. I'll tell you right now, this is a drive. We've said it last drive. That it was you have to have a touchdown if you want to maintain in this ball game. This is a must-score game or a possession, and this possession score has got to be in the next 3 to 4 minutes.
Jackson Heights takes over from their own 18-yard line with 10:35 to go. Melly's trying to put a drive together after having a couple of opportunities in the red zone. They're turned away by a pair of interceptions. Melly's hands it off. Right side, Browning, nothing there. Again, that Centralia defensive line stopping those runs between the tackles.
Absolutely insane tonight. These Panthers have been phenomenal in the trenches, and they've been all year. But, you know, even more so, they've been like that the last 20-plus years. This defense has been coached by head coach now, Roger Holthouse, for 20-plus years to be nitty-gritty in the trenches, and they're showing it once again here tonight.
Loss of one makes it second and 11. Browning now has 11 carries for just 24 yards on his day. Does have that touchdown back all the way on that first drive of the game. Since then, they really haven't been able to get anything going.
You know, we talked about how the idea was we got to stay, if you're Jackson Heights, we got to stay in our own mode. It's time to kick that up to a different gear if Jackson Heights wants a chance in this ballgame.
Absolutely. Empty backfield for Melly's. Rolls to the near side, looking to throw. That's going to be kicked up in the air.
Wow.
But incomplete. It was caught, but it bounced off the turf before it went to the hands of Ronnebaum, who had the interception earlier.
I mean, Drew Williams with the attempt on the catch there, but that ball stayed alive. If it stays alive, Ronnebaum's got a phenomenal interception. He probably dove 5 yards in the air to try to pick that one up. Now it's going to be third down and long for Jackson Heights coming up here. 9:41 to go in this contest. You know, I hate to say this, you know, we were telling the same thing about Coach Holthaus for Centralia, four down territory, you know, because you're in plus territory. Third and 11, you're on 17. You almost have to think about punting if you're Jackson Knights if you don't get it here on third down. But you're down by two scores. Stuff.
Very true. And Centralia would probably get ball with pretty good field position.
Yeah.
Here we go. Third and 11. Mellies dropping back, staying in the pocket. Now steps up, gets hit, avoids pressure, throws downfield. And this one is intercepted. This time by Maverick Becker. Returning to the far side, the 35, and goes out of bounds at the 32-yard line. His third interception of the day, and Maverick Becker with his fourth on the season.
Yeah, now on the year, Melly's with six interceptions. That one, you know, he felt pressure coming. He knew he had to get rid of it. That timer in your quarterback's head was going off saying get rid of it. And, again, third and 11, you're thinking this is do-or-die time. I got to throw it up, and hopefully one of my guys makes a play. But there's Mr. Becker once again. The Centralia secondary ball hawking here tonight.
That's two interceptions in the last three pass attempts for that spectacular Centralia secondary, and they get the ball. Great field position, trying to put the game away here with 9:28 to go. Snap is to Gibbs, goes to the near side from the hash, gets to the 30, 25, 20, and tripped up, taken down at the 18-yard line, gain of 12.
Yeah, Melly's with the stop there, but I'm telling you right now, when I see number five, Drew Gibbs, with that football in his hand, and I'm a defender, I'm backtracking just a little bit. That's a big man running that football, and he lowers his shoulder. He's going to get extra yards every time he touches that rock.
And he's really doing a great job being patient, waiting for his blockers to throw their blocks,
yeah.
And he's kind of just been waiting behind him, kind of like a Colin Klein type sort
yeah.
of reveal.
I love broadcasts with you. We get so many K-State references. And
that's all I can think of. I'm not going to talk about my Cleveland Browns. Not now.
Nah. I don't think we can be friends if we did that.
Oh, that's right. You're a Ravens fan.
That's right.
Got the old bumper sticker on your car. Here's a snap to Gibbs. Right side gets grabbed around the neck and taken down. That was big old Drew Rumbo making that tackle. Well done by the senior. Gain of maybe one there.
8.5 to go in this ball game. It just feels like, you know, the inevitable is going to happen. The inevitable is going to happen. And then Jackson Knights defense steps up, makes a play. You know, it's one of those things that we said at halftime to Centralia, the big thing for them in the second half was defense. And their defense has been phenomenal here in the second half, really since the first quarter ended for the Panthers. Now their offense trying to put this one into the end zone and put the final nail in this conference.
Hand off to Becker going to the right side. He is slung around and thrown down by five Cobras. Back to the 20-yard line, so loss of three. Becker has had a pretty solid day whenever he's touched the ball. As his fifth carry has 48 yards, also has 13-yard reception.
Yeah, Josh Smith, first one in there on the tackle for the Cobras, but a host of Cobras joined him and, you know, swallowed up Becker in the backfield. Again, I mean, these last two defensive series for Jackson Knights have been really impressive. You know, you kind of just wonder, okay, Centralia just trying to milk the clock down and, you know, they're all right with taking negative plays or going four and out, but, you know, Centralia wants to score here.
Two backs set this time. They'll motion a man out. That's Reineke. Put him out wide to the near side. Gibbs, once again, direct snap, waiting for his blockers. Gets to the 15 and taken down there. Actually, a little bit shy to the 15 at the 16-yard line, so a gain of four, but a flag is down.
Yeah, flag in the backfield will be holding on Centralia. Binkley with another tackle. One thing I wish as a broadcaster I'd get better at is defensive statistics during live game action, because I feel like Binkley's gotten out maybe 7-8 tackles tonight, wrapping up Tally or Gibbs, once they get to that second level. But here's a big opportunity here for Jackson Knights to decline this penalty and bring up fourth down and 9.
You know, with the way Centralia's offense has been running, though, they might not decline here, and I think they will not decline it. They'll go ahead and accept the penalty and have a third and forever. Back them up to the 30. I'm waiting for the official to stop. Moving all over the place. Go back and forward. Doing the Cupid Shuffle.
Yeah, he's doing the Cupid Shuffle. A little hokey pokey. Dancing all about. And
36-yard line goes marking down. That'll be a 16-yard penalty. So third and 28 from the Cobra 30. Yes, from the 36-yard line. Need to get all the way down to the 9. Like the 8-yard line. Tally drops back to pass, throw.
Wide
going
open.
Far side is Becker once again missing him. He's been open a couple times downfield, unable to hit him.
Well, I tell you right now, if Talley's able to hit Becker there, Becker's able to catch, turn up field, and that's a third down and 28 for a score because he had nobody in front of him. Talley's a little bit off there. Now, now it makes it look like the penalty was a good decision to take that penalty, back him up, because now it's fourth and forever. And, you know, if you're Centralia, hey, why not try and punt it? If you pin up deep, great. If you don't, they get it at the 20. Regardless, it's better than giving them the ball at the 36-yard line.
I agree. Try to do some misdirection, maybe look like you're going for it, and then do a quick little punt. But with Reinicke coming in, I think he's probably going to be booting it away to avoid some misdirection.
Colton up 42-8, heading to the fourth quarter at Royal Valley. Only other score update that we've gotten as of late.
Wildcats have an incredible season so far. It looks like they are going for it here, and there's some movement. Who moved first? I think it was the Cobras.
Looked like it was Julian Budo for the Cobras, and that is the call, encroachment on the defense. And, you know, that's something that, you know, as a coach, it kind of makes you pull your hair out because he's your nose guard. He's literally right over the football, and it doesn't move, but you do.
Yeah, if they were just punting it here, maybe decline that penalty, give them some extra yardage, to give them some extra room to try to land it down. But it looks like that maybe they are going to go for this here. Fourth and 23 from the 31-yard line, 7:02 to go. Centralia leads 21-6. Now backing up, and they are going to go ahead and punt this. And it will bounce at the 12, roll down to the 8, and a pretty solid punt.
Real good punt there.
And an injured Panther.
Looks like Gibbs. No.
Ronnebaum is the injured man who had that interception earlier, but it looks like he's okay. He's jogging. Good to see. Haven't had any injuries yet today.
But, Tally, that little pooch punt there, that was pretty good.
Yeah, not too shabby.
That's something to keep in the back of your head, Coach Holthouse.
Or in your golf bag, you know.
Hey.
Get the backspin on it.
I love the references.
I mean, I love when the little
check.
I've seen it. They'll do the celebration with the golf swing.
Oh,
yeah. Will. I love that.
I love it when Justin Tucker does it after he kicks a 66-yard field goal to break the NFL record.
He's using driver on that one, that's for sure. First and 10 from their own 8-yard line are the Cobras. Hand off right side. Browning puts his head down and picks up a few. Make that a couple in a 2. Second and 8.
You know, obviously gambling is illegal in the high school level, so I'm not encouraging that. But, you know, if you would have set the over-under of this game at, you know, 27.5, I don't think anybody would have taken the under. I really don't. I feel like this is a game that has really showcased these two defenses, especially in the second half. I mean, Jackson Knight's defense gave up that opening drive touchdown to Centralia, but since then, both teams really settled in, and these are two really, really good defenses that are really battling out here.
Only 6 points in this entire second half. 7 points, excuse me. Quarterback run, right side. Mellies gets to the 15, trying to make a man miss. Cannot, and he's taken down at the 13-yard line for a gain of 3. Or excuse me, the 18-yard line. I have my lines mixed up there.
Sitting up for a first down for Jackson Heights. Again, that's just the dynamic side of it for Drake Mellies. But again, you know, you kind of think if you're a green and gold fan, it's a little too late. But again, you're backed up still inside your own 20. You're going to want to try and make a comeback in this ballgame. Deep shots have got to start commencing.
And again, that first drive, they had 2 completions of 20-plus yards, another 15, 4 for 64. Now another run, this time going absolutely nowhere. Might have lost a few there.
Big shout-out there, Jared, to Colton Slater for Centralia, linebacker for the Panthers. Absolutely blew that play up. He got in the backfield so quick, right as soon as Alex Browning took the handoff from Mellies, instantly dropped, loss of a couple.
5:40 and counting left in this one. Between two arguably top 10 teams in the entire state at the 1A level here in the state of Kansas. Mellies, keeper right side, swallowed up in the backfield, taken down for a loss. That was Colton Slater again.
Back-to-back plays. This kid right now has got a fire lit, and Coach Holthouse is bringing the pressure with him. This is a young kid. He's only a junior, got some varsity experience for this Panther team. And, man, when he saw Mellies take that snap, he instantly shot through the B gap right between the guard and the tackle, met him in the backfield. Another big loss on the play.
Starting to get into desperation time for the Cobras. Mentioned that Mellies, he has taken some shots here, but of course some of those have resulted in interceptions. Maybe they're one of the reasons why they're being a little bit more conservative here. Haven't seen much of Kate Holliday. He's not completed a pass yet today. Mellies running to the far side, tripped up, avoid the tackle. He's taken out at the 21-yard line for a gain of 7. That'll set up a fourth and still pretty long here.
Definitely four down territory, down by 15, 4:43 to go. It's going to be fourth down and 8 upcoming for Jackson Heights. And again, this zone coverage by Centralia defensively. This secondary, the linebackers, anytime it's a passing situation, they have played phenomenal to a T, to their spots. Early in the game, first drive of the game, saw some weaknesses, some holes. You were seeing some 7, 8, 9, 10-yard out routes falling into place. But since then, the Centralia defense really has hunkered down.
21-6 to our score, brought to you by Holt House, Auto House in Fairview. Fourth and 9. Mellies rolls to his right, looking downfield, trying to fire it. Got a man, it's through the hands and incomplete, looking for Eisenbarth. And that'll be a turnover on down.
Good coverage there by Brody Gross Nickel. I tell you, if we had a defensive player of the game, I know we got a player of the game to consider at the end of this contest, but you know, as far as defensive effort, Brody Grossnickel, I feel like we said his name the most for Centralia on the defensive side of the ball.
We had a nickel.
Oh, hey.
It was right there for you.
I just didn't. You could put it up on a tee, and I still couldn't hit it.
I tell you what, though, right now it's 21-6 our score. This feels like a gap that maybe it feels a little bit more than a two-score game right now.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. The defense for Centralia has kept this what feels like a 3-4-score game.
Yeah, Jackson Heights as well has been playing pretty good defense in the second half. Run left side, Tally gets to the 15, nice stiff arm, gets to the 10, inside the 5, down to the 4-yard line. 17-yard gain for Trenton Tally, one of his longest gains on the day, besides that 58-yard touchdown that he had back in the early portions of this third quarter.
Great run there by Tally, and he's able to stay in bounds, able to keep that clock moving for Centralia. Big gainer right there. He did do a stiff arm, Jared, and what you saw that time, he put it on top of the helmet. Wanted to make sure there was no chance of grasping the face mask.
Of course, alluding to Gibbs having two face mask penalties as a runner. 12 for 135 for Tally. It's almost 12 yards per carry. Direct snap Gibbs, right gap, and gets to the maybe 2-yard line, so gain of 3. Make it second and goal.
I mean, if I'm Centralia, I'm going right back to the big man. Gibbs going to go. Let's go direct snap. Get behind your entire offensive line. That guy has not been shut down yet tonight when he needs a couple yards. And it's second and goal from the 2. Centralia trying to put this game away with another score.
Be a pretty interesting stat line having less than 50 yards rushing but having 3 scores.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen very often.
It's effective.
Yeah.
You know?
If he was on my fantasy team, I'd be happy. That's another thing I allude to in my broadcast a lot is fantasy football in K-State. That's what you get out of me. Direct snap Gibbs, bounced into the outside, kept into the inside, cuts up the middle, but gets into the end zone for his 3rd score of the day.
Runs 15 yards to gain 2, but it doesn't matter because it all ends up in 6 points for the Centralia Panthers, who have exploded this lead up to 21, 3:21 remaining in this game.
That might be the nail in the coffin for this one. 3:21 left to go. 27-6 now the score. Reineke on for the PAT. He is 3 for 3 on PATs for today's contest. Trying to remain perfect. Snap and hold are good on its way, and it is through there.
The umpire, the far side official, caught the ball, didn't give a signal. They had to wait for him.
28-6, our score now, 3:21 left to go. Centralia over Jackson Heights. Take a break here on our game of the week on KMZA.
Flu season will be here before you know it, and now is the time to get ready. Seneca Family Practice will be holding a drive-thru flu clinic Wednesday, October 5th and October 12th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday by appointment from 9 a.m. to noon. Please wear a short-sleeve shirt if possible. Call our immunization clinic at 785-336-0350 with any questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, where people you know and care you trust.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, range, land, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Kansaland Radio.
Another touchdown for Drew Gibbs, his third of the day, 19-yard drive with 3:21 left to go. 2-yard Drew Gibbs touchdown. Here's a return. And up to the 25, hits and taken down at the 27-yard line as your drive is brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Reminder to stay tuned after the game for our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate, where we crown our player of the game. We also, after that, have our Community National Bank High School Football Scoreboard Show. Catch you up with all of your area scores.
Second Bakley on that return. Brett Heidemann for Centralia on the stop. Panthers trying to shut the Cobras down one more time on the defensive side. First and 10 Cobras at their own 27.
Under center, fake snap, hand off Browning. It's to the 34. It's only a gain of 7 on first and 10.
And you've seen when Cade Holliday is in the game under center, it's a different running attack for this Cobra team. You got the full wishbone, double tight, full wishbone set. You got a lot more guys running downhill a lot quicker than when you're in shotgun trying to hand it off and, plays develop slower. So that's why you're seeing here with sophomore Cade Holliday in the game at quarterback.
Second longest run of the game. It's second and 3 after that 7-yard carry by Browning, the senior running back. And off to the fullback this time, Josh Smith, the 6'1" sophomore, gets 1 to make it 3rd and 1.
I know you're a baseball fan, too. Josh Smith, Jackson Knights will be their first year with baseball and softball this spring in program history. And Josh Smith's a kid that you want to watch out for on the bump. That kid can bring some smoke from the rubber.
And they'll be here before you know it, that's for sure. From their own 36, 3rd and 1 with 2:10 to go. Under center, once again, is Holliday. In this direction, where's the ball? There it is. First down run. Definitely full meal in that play.
Yep. Right up the gut.
Williams.
Yep, Jude Williams able to absorb some contact at the line of scrimmage, bounce off the would-be tackler in Nick Thompson, and picks up enough to move the chains.
7-yard carry, his second of the day. 2 for 8 yards. From their own 43-yard line. 234 yards of rushing offense so far. For Centralia, 166 for Jackson Heights. Run to the left side. Gain of a couple on first and 10. Once again, Williams getting the carry.
Williams on the carry, brought down by Brock Reinecke of Centralia. Under 90 ticks remaining here in this ball game, 28-6 Panthers. After the way this game started, Jared, you didn't really expect this game to balloon like it is, or like it has. But, again, it's just the methodicalness of this Centralia defense keeping them in ball games.
Absolutely. Not letting anything go long from up the tackles as Browning another carry gets to the 49-yard line, gain of 4. And it's his 16th carry of the game, 32 yards on the ground for just 2 yards per carry. I'm sure he'll bounce back, have more opportunities, but it'll be difficult next week against Troy.
That's exactly right. Again, last checked at halftime, 68-3, Troy. We'll talk about it in post-game upcoming schedules for these two teams.
So 3rd down and 4, 40 seconds to go. Holliday, end off left side, hits is Browning, cross the field to the 49, so a gain of a couple once again. And we have an injured player, but slow to get up, but getting up regardless is Will Steinlogge.
Yeah, Drew Gibbs makes the stop once again for Centralia, and barring a first down here, this very well could be the final play of the ball game.
4th and 2, 10 seconds left. Hand off. No keeper is Holliday. Gets to the 40, 36-yard line. Nice solid gain of 13, and the clock will stop through the chains.
Jackson Knights might not be able to get another snap off unless they do call a timeout here.
They do have 2 remaining, and it looks like they will not bother. That is going to be your ball game. What a win for Centralia. They are 5-0. Well, before the game, they were 4-0 for the first time since 2017 because they kept playing Rossville in their opening game. Scheduling for that a little wonky, but they do it here today. They're 5-0, number 3 team in Class 1A, and some number 1 team in the state. We'll go ahead and have our postgame coverage coming up in just a bit. Again, your final score, Centralia 28, Jackson Heights 7, here in our game of the week on 92.1 KMZA, brought to you by Peru State College.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Ah!
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Oakley Place Adult Care Facility in Seneca is a different type of adult care home, designed to be an alternative to the large institution-type facilities, providing a home-like, less confusing living environment. A high staff-to-resident ratio ensures residents receive the attention they require and deserve. Take a tour of Oakley Place in Seneca, a family-oriented, state-licensed adult care facility for all levels of care. Call Oakley Place for a tour at 785-748-1822.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Are you ready to take control of your debit card in just a few taps? A convenient, secure, and easy way to manage your debit cards has arrived in our mobile banking app. Just click on My Cards in your United Bank & Trust mobile app or visit www.ubankonline.com for more information.
Check out the United Bank & Trust mobile banking app. Take control of your debit card. More info at www.ubankonline.com.
KMZA.
Final score, Centralia 28, Jackson Heights 6. Jarrett Selby alongside Jake Spaulding here in a post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. Take a look at your final stats from today's game. First for the folks that fell just short on the scoreboard, Drake Mellies. He ran well, 18 carries for 123 yards. But over the air, he had 3 interceptions with 7 of 16 completions with 73 passing yards for tonight's contest. Alex Browning, the senior running back, had 17 carries for 34 yards. Cade Holiday came in. He had 2 carries for 16. Williams had 3 carries for 10 yards. Jude Williams. 1 carry for 3 yards for Titus Eisenbarth. 1 carry for 2 yards for Josh Smith. And as for the receivers, Alex Browning has 2 catches for 29 yards. Jude Williams had 2 catches for 9 yards, the only 2 players who had multiple catches on the day. Josh Smith had 1 catch for 15 yards, and Drake Mellies actually had a reception on a batted ball that came back to him. He caught it and lost a yard. As for Centralia, Drew Gibbs, 10 carries for 48 yards and 3 rushing touchdowns. Trenton Talley had 12 carries for 135 yards, thanks to a 58-yard rushing touchdown. Patrick Becker had 5 rushes for 48 yards. He also had a catch for 13 yards. Trenton Talley on his day had 2 completions, 5 attempts, 14 yards over the air. Drew Gibbs was 0 for 1 with pass attempts. Reese Tanking also had 1 catch for 1 yard and 1 run for 3 yards. Taking a look at the overall statistics for this one, total yards outgained were Centralia 261 to 248. So the Cobras actually outgained Centralia by 13 yards. I mean, in the first half, they outgained them as well. And just some garbage time yards at the end of the game got Jackson Heights.
Well, when you run, when you get 110 yards on your opening drive.
Yeah.
Theoretically, you should.
They only had 94 yards for the entire first half and did Centralia. Pretty phenomenal stuff there. But Centralia, they had 8.4 yards per carry on 234 yards with 28 carries. As for Jackson Heights, they had 42 carries for just 4.5 yards per carry. Still not bad. 188 yards for their day. Biggest difference, though, 3 interceptions.
Yeah.
And 3 turnovers, 0 turnovers from Centralia. One of the big reasons why Centralia came up on the right side of the scoreboard.
Well, when you look at the interception, the turnovers, and the penalties, ultimately, that's really what cost Jackson Heights tonight. Their defense really played well in that second half, ultimately. And, you know, when you hold a Centralia team to just 14 in the first half, you should be feeling pretty good about yourself because this Cobra team, you know, they were lighting the scoreboard up early in the season. And in these last 2 weeks, district play comes in, you see a difference in what defenses are able to do. And so you're seeing a team that struggled to put the ball in the end zone tonight. Jackson Heights, big credit to Centralia. Those kids on that side of the football, again, can't say it enough. Roger Holthouse, first year as head coach, but such a defensive guru for Centralia. And, I mean, you mentioned it during the game, less than 10 points a game, given up defensively, continues again tonight.
Absolutely. And things do not get easier for Jackson Heights after tonight. They are at Troy, then they're at Atchison County before finishing things up with Onega. This is a team that's they're on the verge of maybe not making playoffs.
Exactly. This is something when you're looking at the preseason, when we our pigskin previews come out, these are, you know, top-notch copies that you guys write great stories in. And
can't take credit this year.
Well, not this year, but you'll do basketball
this
year and everything. But
looking forward to it.
Again, previews prior to, you're looking at it thinking, all right, the schedule could favor Jackson Heights. They could really make a run this season. And then when the pigskin goes out on the field and teams start getting fired up, things change. And that script has been flipped quickly for this Jackson Heights team. You're dominating games against Horton, Mar Hill, Pleasant Ridge. Then you get into district play, you're playing a Big 7 league team, Centralia, a powerhouse of the TVL, and now you got to go take on Troy, another powerhouse in the TVL.
Yeah.
I mean, you throw in ACCHS and Onega. If Jackson Heights can't get that win next week, you're looking at 0-3 in districts. It's going to be an uphill battle at that point for this Cobra team.
And they're
trying to make the playoffs.
Hope a few things go their way in order to make that happen. As for Centralia, though, they have a pretty interesting schedule down the stretch. They have more road games coming up, back-to-back road games at Garden Plain. The Owls, they are a absolute behemoth.
What a road trip.
South Central Kansas, yeah. And then they have Riverside on the road. They're the Cyclones, they're a team that can sneak up on you. They certainly sneaked up on MHMA. And then on top of that, you have Pleasant Ridge. Jackson Heights. But and then they have a Pleasant Ridge team. They are also a team that is kind of hot and cold. They can play really well, or sometimes maybe they don't come out and play as well.
Pleasant Ridge is a team that the offense can score at will. And you go up against a defense like Centralia, you know, that would be a fun ball game to watch. Now, the Garden Plain game, again, I mean, it just baffles me how far Centralia's got to go to play a football game, non-district,
Kansas.
Non-league. I mean, you're just filling a schedule at that point, and I mean, power to them, power to the Panthers. I mean, Roger Holthouse, the athletic director, he's a part of scheduling those games, too. He's just like, you know what? We want to make a three-hour road trip. Go take on a good Garden Plain team. Check and see where we're at. I mean, Centralia's got every opportunity to be undefeated, top seed in this district, and go into the postseason, ranked the top three team in the state, no matter what rankings you look at, and have a real shot to go deep into the 1A playoffs, which everybody comes to expect every single year with this Centralia Panther team.
Yeah, talking about that 2019 team that won the state championship and beat this team in the semifinals in Jackson Heights. Yeah, a game that I'm sure people around here don't like to talk about too much. But, I mean, a win is a win here for Centralia.
Yes.
It wasn't the prettiest, but they got it done. They put up 20 points on the board. Jackson Heights defense played well in the second half. I think for Jackson Heights, were some positives they could take away.
I think ultimately when Coach Wick's going to watch this film, he's going to say again, he's going to reiterate, penalties and turnovers is what cost us this ball game. This game is a different ball game. This game's probably 21 to 15, 21 to 14, if they don't throw an interception in the end zone, if they don't have the penalties that set them behind the sticks, if they don't turn the ball over on downs. Those are the type of things that they're going to look back on and say, man, we really missed opportunities here. But when it comes right down to it, you just can't beat yourself. And if you're never going to beat a team, if you can't quit beating yourself. And that's what Jackson Heights team has got to figure out. They got to dig in deep. They got to figure out a way to overcome these kind of things and get better through that. But ultimately, Drake Mellies is as advertised for this team. Yeah, he threw some interceptions tonight, but you're gonna come to expect that when your front line is doing a great job run blocking, but they struggle pass blocking. Centralia was in the backfield every time Mellies was set back to throw. And when you're under duress like that, you're going to make mistakes, especially as a freshman. But I'll tell you this, is that Jackson Heights' future looks really good with him at quarterback and with this core group of young kids around him. So I think ultimately going forward, they're going to realize Drake Mellies has got to be a big staple of our offense. And if they're going to continue to try and climb this hill to get back on the winning track, he's going to be the one that leads them there.
Absolutely. Once again, our final score, 20-6 here on our postgame show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. We'll come back here with your player of the game brought to you by the Farmer State Bank in just a minute here on your Game of the Week, 92.1 KMZA.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
Milwaukee Tools have a great promotion going on now at Suter Building Supply in Seneca. Get $100 off retail on select kits when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel kit and qualifying accessory or hand tool. Choose from drilling and driving tools, combo tool kits, impact wrenches, rivet tools, and faceting tools. Add to or start out your Milwaukee Tool collection with this special $100 off retail promotion at Suter's Building Supply in Seneca. Hurry, offer ends October 30th.
Let Farmer State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmer State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmer State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmer State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Trillia wins at Jackson Heights. Final score 28-6. Now time to crown our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. This was a tough one. This was a really tough one, but I'm going to go ahead and go with Trenton Talley here in this one. I guess you can go ahead and give one for yourself.
No, I
would have given it to Gibbs, but I gave it to him in the week one win against Valley Heights. So Talley, he went 12 for 135 on the ground with that 58-yard rushing touchdown. He also went 2 for 5 over the air with 14 yards, and he also had that fantastic one-handed interception in the end zone from the 17-yard line. So I'm going to give my player of the game, Trenton Talley. How about you, partner?
I like it. No, I'm going to concur with you. You know, in all my years of doing broadcasting, I always believed in that there's one definitive player to bank on. My previous partner, the fans at home, I remember Bozzie. He was a guy that was always like, well, I want to be fair. I want to give it to somebody else. And I always didn't like that. So I'm going to stick with you. Trenton Talley definitely played a phenomenal game offensively, but defensively, like you mentioned, a one-handed interception. He was a ball hawk in the secondary, really did a fine job tonight running this Centralia offense and really being the captain on his defensive side too.
Yeah, and if Reineke, we had his defensive numbers, maybe he'd be a guy that'd be
throughout
there as well. He was phenomenal. I mean, it felt like we were calling his name every other play. He was sensational.
I mean, I feel like we've harped on it a lot tonight, but I think it's warranted. This Centralia defense is for real. This Centralia defense is by far the best defense that I have seen this year, and I've seen a handful of football games throughout the area with different teams from the area. Centralia's the real deal. You know, the old adage is defense wins championships. You know, when you look back on state championship teams, they might put up a bunch of numbers like an Axtell or different teams throughout the last 20, 30 years. But defensively, if you're able to trust your defense to make stops, the last time Centralia won a state championship, defense is what helped them win that state championship. The last time that I can remember a Big Seven League team like Nemaha Central that won a state championship, defense won them that state championship. Mm-hmm. There are things to be said about having a phenomenal defense. This Centralia Panther team has got that, for them. And then if you can average 20 to 30 points a game, heck, you can average 12 points a game. And based on statistics, they're going to win every game as a result.
Absolutely. And this is not a pushed-over Jackson Heights offense by any stretch. When you talk about a team that was averaging 55 points per game in their first 3 weeks, last week they stumbled a bit, and now they stumble again. What do they got to try to do to get back on the right path, especially with such a tough schedule coming up ahead?
I mean, ultimately, I want to go back to, Drake Mellies is going to be the guy to go through. But, you know, Alex Browning, a guy that comes into tonight's game, you know, with great rushing statistics, 470 yards through four games, averaging 100 yards per game, and he was held at 2 yards a carry tonight. You know, he comes in with, you know, 6 touchdowns. He got one again tonight, but it was a 3-yard touchdown run. So when your playmakers are struggling, such as a Browning, you know, you got to find somebody. So I think it really comes down to those two. You got to find a way to get Mellies and Browning to mesh and get rolling. You know, whether that is go back to the wishbone and, you know, find a way to, you know, run an option or find ways to get some misdirection with those two. They're both too good to have a night like tonight. But it's nothing that they did wrong. It's everything to do with how good Centralia played tonight. I don't want to take away from the way that this Panther team played tonight, because they played phenomenal here on a tough road game, going to somebody else's place on homecoming and spoiling, you know, spoiling the victory. I mean, finding a way to not just win. This was a dominant defensive game by the Centralia Panthers against a very good offensive attack in Jackson Heights. And earlier we were talking about Jackson Heights' schedule and everything like that, and how what they got to do. Centralia's got to keep doing the same thing. This offense has got to continue to just pound the rock, find ways to just get 5-6 yards of carry. You're not going to get stopped if you're running your offense like that. Finding ways to get in the end zone, different facets of the game, and then rely on this defense. This defense is just so good, and I wish that we could just do defensive, you know, team players of the game, because this entire Centralia team, this defense deserves every accolade. It all starts with the head man. I mean, Roger Holthaus, again, I've said it numerous times on the broadcast, phenomenal defensive-minded guy, and, you know, you saw it tonight, and that's something that, you know, anybody that watched this game, that listened to us call this game, I feel like anybody that leaves this Dave Henry Field knows that Roger Holthaus has got this team going the right direction, and it all starts on the defensive side.
Absolutely. Centralia wins it once again 28-6. Your player of the game, brought to you by Farmer State Bank, is going to be Trenton Talley for you. And be sure to stay tuned here over the air as we have our high school football scoreboard show coming up next, brought to you by Community National Bank. That's going to do it for us here in the booth. Jared Selby alongside Jake Spaulding once again, 28-6. Centralia improves to 5-0 on the season, 3-1 in 1A District 4. As for Jackson Heights, they fall to 3-2 on the season and 0-2 in district play. Thanks so much for listening. And be sure to stay tuned once again for our scoreboard show brought to you by Community National Bank. You've been listening to your Game of the Week here on 92.1 KMZA. Have a great weekend, everybody.